BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Always a pleasure to talk to Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. What a year they've had. South Central Conference champions, ranked seventh through much of the year in Class 3A, and just did a yeoman's job in the district tournament. Had some tough games, came through, won the sub-state. Now, Jake, here you are, Principal Park. This is the goal for everybody when they start out the season. And tonight, you take on Clear Lake. And congratulations to you on a terrific year, and certainly best wishes tonight. You've got to feel absolutely in seventh heaven about this opportunity.
Yeah, it's been awesome, Rich. Just absolutely amazing. It was just so exciting and just overwhelming after we won it Wednesday night to get to the state tournament, and then just seeing the reaction of the community and seeing the smile on the guys' faces and everything is just it's just been one of the best experiences of my life. I guess when you clinch it, well, you knew it's a big deal, but maybe you didn't realize just how big a deal and how big an impact it had on the community. And I think the guys are seeing that now. And I've been telling them, you know, over the weekend, just to really relish it and soak it in and just enjoy the moment. They're not gonna, you know, get these too many of these moments in life. And I think they did that. And now, you know, refocus and ready to start playing again. And they're really excited. So we're just gonna go up there and compete as hard as we can tonight.
You guys this year have proven that you're an overpowering ball club. You've got lots of weapons. But as I talked to Larry Millage before the game tonight, you're a resilient team, too. You were down to Centerville. You came back in the seventh inning, and an epic game, that 10-inning game. You took on Fort Madison, which had upset Fairfield. There were never any easy ones, but you showed that you could win those close games. You'd shown that before during the course of the year, but when the pressure's on, it's even tougher. But you came through, and that was a great experience going to the tournament for your kids.
Oh yeah, I think just that run we had there in the districts and sub-state, and then even a week or two before that, we played a nice 9-inning game, which we won in the bottom of the ninth against Williamsburg, who's in the state tournament now. So that was a nice win, and then we won a couple games against, you know, Albia there to win conference with some pressure on. We knew we had to sweep, and of course Albia's in the state tournament now too. You know, we've beaten, I think it was three, let's see, Martinsdale was the other one, I believe. So we've beaten three state tournament teams this year, had some close games. But yeah, this last couple weeks especially, starting with the Williamsburg, actually really the Albia and then the Williamsburg and then the district run, I think the guys, you know, are going to excel on the pressure now at Principal Park. I don't think it's going to phase them. And I was a little concerned about that maybe early in the year just because we had so many lopsided, you know, games to where we really didn't have to execute the little things because we were lucky enough to get up big on some teams. But the guys should be, I think, the brimming with confidence that we can go out and we can beat teams with pitching and defense, or we can beat teams with hitting, or, you know, basically do what we have to do to win a baseball game.
In other words, you've been tested and you're ready. That's the real key. And when you get to Principal Park, when you get to the Final Eight, of course, in 3A, there are no gimmies, are they?
Oh, no. No gimmies at all. Every team's going to be throwing their best, obviously, on the mound. I don't know if there really is a dominant team this year in 3A, though. I mean, I think it's a wide-open tournament. I think it could be one of the better tournaments they've had in a long time. That's just my opinion. There's a lot of very, very good teams, but I'm not sure if there's that team that's just dominant, you know, or has a guy throwing 91. You know, I'm not positive, but that's what I've heard anyway, and I think it's going to be a really good tournament, and I foresee some close games and a lot of excitement.
Clear Lake is somewhat of a mystery team because they're way up in northern Iowa. What do you know about them as you go into the ball game tonight?
And like you said, they're definitely kind of a mystery team to me. I haven't really been able to find out a ton about them. I know they have a couple really good starting pitchers in this Kochler and Sheepley. Cochler, not sure how you pronounce his name. We'll figure that out tonight, I guess. But both those guys are good pitchers, which obviously when you start with pitching, you can do a lot of things. And they've got a solid offensive team, and from everything I've gathered, they're a very good defensive team too, which you know, it's hard to find really above average defensive teams in high school baseball sometimes. So when you do find one that really stands out, that's one thing that stands out about them is their defense. But I don't know a ton about them just because it is an area, kind of up in northeast Iowa we're not real familiar with. But bottom line is, we got to just go play our game and not worry too much about the other team and what they're trying to do. We just need to take control early and play our game.
One of the signature wins they had that you do know about is they defeated a very good Decorah team, didn't they?
Yeah, they defeated Decorah and Coach Dennis up there, legendary coach, obviously, state runner-up last year, so that's a very, very good win, and I know they're going to have a lot of confidence coming in. They've won a lot of close games this year. Got a lot of sophomores on the teams this year, too, it looks like, so they're going to be around for a little while, I think. They're going to be solid for a few years.
Your pitching has been outstanding all season long, but I think especially, and I have to mention this, you've got some options tonight on who you want to pitch, but Alex Wright and Charlie Palmer and Jordan Boffman have been lights out. Charlie was a little bit off with the Centerville game, but Wright has just been catching everybody's eye here of late. He is really in a groove, and if you're on first base, you better pay attention to what you're doing or he's going to pick you off.
Yeah, he's worked hard. The pickoff move doesn't just come by chance. It takes some work, and a lot of people don't realize that you have to work on that, and that's something we work on. And he's got one of the best moves that I've seen all year, probably the best from a right-handed pitcher. But he's pitched really well as of late. He doesn't do anything too fancy. He just, has a pretty, probably low 80s fastball, nothing that's going to overpower you, and he spots it, and he's got a nice curveball to keep you off balance, and he does mix in a change once in a while, and he's done just a phenomenal job. And then Charlie Palmer, he's done fantastic all year. Like you said, he struggled against Centerville. He's only had 15 walks on the entire season, and then he went and walked 7 against Centerville the other night, and that was really uncharacteristic of him, but I think he'll bounce back. He's just got a really good demeanor about him. And then Jordan Boffman, I could stick him on the mound late in the game, start the game, whatever, and I know he's going to throw well. So we'll see. Still trying to see what we're wanting to do tonight, but I think, most likely like to use Jordan in relief just because he is so good in that role, and it's really good to have somebody like him, finish out a game and keep a lead for you.
Boffman's become, as you said, Jake, a pretty effective closer for you in these games lately.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't matter if he needs 4 innings or 1 inning out of him, and the big thing is he wants the ball, Rich, and you got to have guys that want the ball, in those pressure situations, and he doesn't shy away from it. He never complains about his arm hurting or anything like that. He wants the ball, and he wants to go win the game. And he's just a bulldog like that. And it's hard to find kids with that mentality, these days. And luckily I have a team full of them. And he wants the ball. And I don't ever have any reservations about giving it to him.
Jake, I'm going to ask you a question a little different, but it does pertain to the state tournament. You work very, very hard with your club all year long. It shows. You and I've talked about your coaching style before on the air. Typically, when you get into a state tournament game, how many hours a day, as you get ready to prepare and certainly get ready for tonight's game, how many hours a day since you clinched have you spent thinking or planning on what you want to do or working with this team a day?
Oh, man. I don't know. It seems like that's all I think about. it's been a whirlwind, I can tell you that. I know the day after we clinched, we got home late, and I was just trying to sleep in a little bit, and next thing I know, the state's calling me and telling me my stats aren't in yet. I need to get them in, and then I got a newspaper calling me and a radio calling me, and so yeah, it's been kind of crazy. And it's been fun at the same time, though, but the kids are the ones that are putting in the hard hours, are the ones out there, sweating and doing all the work, and sometimes they make me look good, which I appreciate, but they're doing all the dirty work, it's a lot of hours, but it's well worth it when you get to this time of year, and that's what I told the kids after we clinched Wednesday night. I just said, all those long hours, all the early morning pitching workouts, all the weightlifting, everything, accumulates to this moment right now, and it makes it all worth it, I hope, for you guys. And they're all in agreement that all that stuff that seems boring and seems monotonous during the year is all worth it now when you get to this point. And I hope that it carries on, not just now, but in their entire life, to where they see, you know, they have to do things sometimes that are hard to ultimately get the rewards that they, the success they want in life.
Well, Jake, I know a lot of people I talk to think the Chargers have a great chance to win this 3A tournament. I know all of us here at Thunder Country and all of our listeners. In fact, I'll pass this along to you, Matt Miller over at Twin Cedars, Boyd Brent, and Jim Cagle at Alvia. They're all pulling for you and hope that the Chargers bring home a 3A crown, and it all gets started tonight.
Yeah, we'll take one game. To be honest with you, it's like I haven't even thought that far ahead, Rich. It's just basically been all about Clear Lake and how we can, you know, just go and compete tonight, and not only compete, but most, you know, even more important, as represent Sheraton, you know, the community in a classy way.
Send it to me now. Hate to cut my good buddy Jake Schroeder off there, but they're starting this game about 3 minutes earlier than we expected. Bill Saylor's alongside tonight. Bill, let's take a look at that Sheraton starting lineup.
Starting lineup for Sheraton, Austin Rittenauer playing left field, Lucas Haverlow at second base, Austin Peterson in right field, and cleanup batter Jordan Bauman at shortstop. Alex Wright is next, the catcher TJ Hawkinson at first base, Brett Breda at third base, Charlie Palmer pitching, and the last batter Token Hall playing center field.
Thank you, William. Good to be with you again tonight. They started this game just a couple of 3 minutes early, and of course, great interview from Jake Schroeder, and we wish Jake the best of luck tonight. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. We're just underway at Principal Park, Clear Lake, and Sheraton. Strike three, and reaching for that one was Rittenauer. That's not like Austin, but he's down for the first strikeout. On the hill tonight for Clear Lake is very, very fine pitcher for them. And, of course, I'm talking about Jerry Kochler, one of their great stable of pitchers. He's not a very big kid. We're going to talk about that later. They're in white baseball pants, and they have gold jerseys, gold trim, and they actually have, if I can describe this, uniforms much like the old Pittsburgh Pirates, kind of the vest with the black sleeves and the black caps. We're going to take a look at them defensively here in a minute. The batter's Lucas Haverlow. Fouls this one right over his screamer over the Sheraton dugout for a strike. One ball, one strike. Let's take a look at Clear Lake defensively. Matt Stefani's at first. Brock Adams at second. Pete Swenson is at short. Luke Schiller is at third. It's Devin Uhlenhop in left. Gavin Shakely, he's an outstanding player in center. Mitch Kieran is in right. Rowdy Yates, that's right. Rowdy Yates is behind the plate. And Jerry Kochler is on the mound. Here's the pitch, high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Chargers coming into this game with a record of 35-5, and Clear Lake 35-3. How about that? There's a breaking ball, and it's ball two. The story on Kochler, their pitcher, is he throws a lot of junk. Well, I got that direct from a guy who knows up in that area. He's got a nice fastball, but he changes speeds a lot, like right there. Slow curve, and he just buckled the knees of Haverlow, and that's two strikeouts. So we see the junk right away there. That was, as Bill said, that's Uncle Charlie, as you say there, Bill.
It really was. It was a nice pitch.
Two quick strikeouts. That brings to the plate right fielder Austin Peterson. If you want to talk about
to sell your farm, if you're ready to list it, call 774-8676 and get your land listed today with Kent Farm Management. Springtime is prime time, and Kent Farm Management is looking for your farm listing. Call 774-8676. That's 641-774-8676. Sell your listing with Kent Farm Management. If sporting goods is what you want, Danco on the east side of the Centerville Square is what you need. Danco has sporting shoes for everyone in the family, plus stylish shoes for everyone in the family. There are new shoes arriving daily. Right now, Danco has special pricing on ladies' sandals. Danco also has stylish boat shoes in stock for the summer. And for the runner, ASICS are in stock. Stop in and shop for sporting goods and shoes at Danco on the east side of the Centerville Square.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Baseball on KIIC. This is financial advisor Adam Barr in Sheraton. Contact me at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Appreciate that little word there. We had a little technical glitch. We're fine now. One ball, one strike, not a boffin. There's that curveball. Chopper hit to the third baseman. Gets it on the big hop over to first, and it gets away from their first baseman, and that's going to put Peterson at third and safe at first on an error. That's got to be on the first baseman, Stefani. Schiller came up with it, threw it over there. Should have been the third out. Instead, the Chargers have first and third. I don't know what happened there, Bill. We might have a little moisture on that grass because we did have some showers earlier. But the Chargers threaten here, first and third, two out. And that brings to the plate Alex Wright, their catcher. This guy is all everything, too, for the Chargers. Terrific pitcher and just an outstanding hitter as well for Sheraton. Alex Wright, he's got a chance to put the Chargers on top here. Coakley pitches, and it's a nice stop by their catcher that time to save a run. That's Rowdy Yates behind the plate. We'll have to comment on that later.
I think we might have a little bit of state tournament nervousness showing at that last infield play by the Clear Lake players.
One ball, no strikes from the stretch. The pitcher, and he fires, it's a strike. Jeremy Coakley. Coakler, actually. Jerry Coakler. Right-handed pitcher has a look over at first base. That's Boffman. Peterson's at third. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a strike at the knees. He is not overpowering by any means, Coakler, but he has great numbers on the year for them. He's got 96 strikeouts in about 77 innings, so he's got an effective strikeout-to-inning ratio. And his ERA is outstanding as well for them. In fact, his ERA is 1.90, which is exceptional. The best pitcher for this Clear Lake team is their all-district player, Gavin Shakely, who actually leads the 3A field with a 1.09 ERA, but we did not draw him tonight. Sometimes they try to save somebody, and that can backfire. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a shot into center. That may get down. Center fielder over and makes an outstanding catch for out number three. Had to go a long way for that one. But that is Gavin Shakely right on cue to make the third out. He is all district first team for their district up there, and he did a heck of a job getting to that one. That ball was hit right on the button by Alex Wright, but to no avail. Out number three. No runs in the inning on one hit, one error, two left. We go to the bottom half of inning number one, and it's Sheraton nothing, Clear Lake coming to bat. We'll be right back after we hear from some of our great sponsors for tonight's Charger ball game here at the state tournament.
The Fifth Mile, specializing in setting goals, getting goals, and rewarding yourself. The Fifth Mile has men and women's clothing, brands like Miss Me Jeans, Big Star, North Face, and Sheraton Under Armour. Crazy Day sales are coming August 2nd and 3rd with the free tax weekend. The Fifth Mile is located at 121 North Main Street in Sheraton. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4. That's the Fifth Mile on the square in Sheraton. Here in Southern Iowa, Lockridge Lumber stocks what keeps your hard-working farm working hard. Lockridge has hardware, lumber, farm supplies, and clothing. Lockridge stocks what you need today and tomorrow. Congratulations to the Sheraton baseball team. Lockridge Lumber is behind you and beside you all the way.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're at Principal Park, the home of the Iowa Cubs here. State baseball tournament. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. Let's take a look at the Clear Lake lineups here, Randy.
batting first for Clear Lake, center fielder Gavin Shakely. Batting in the second spot, third baseman Luke Schiller. Batting in the third spot, the second baseman Brock Adams. Batting in the fourth spot, right fielder Mitch Kieran. Batting in the fifth spot, the designated hitter Brandon Tofty. He will be hitting for pitcher Jerry Kochler. Batting in the sixth spot, shortstop Pete Swenson. Batting in the seventh spot and playing first base, Matt Stephanie. Batting in the eighth spot, a member of my old tournament name team, Rowdy Yates, at catcher. And the ninth spot, the left fielder, Devin Uhlenhoff.
Thanks, Randy. And Charlie Palmer is on the mound for Sharon tonight. We've been impressed with him all season long. He's only a sophomore. Left-handed pitcher, changes speeds well, has a good fastball, missed with it that time. The only game we've seen Charlie throw that he did not look effective was against Centerville, and he almost equaled in that one game his walk total for the whole year. But, of course, the Chargers won that one, which kept them on the journey to get here.
That was
a strike.
That was a game in which Sheraton found themselves behind 3-1 going into the bottom of the seventh. Come back, tied it up, and then won it in the bottom of the tenth, 4-3.
There's that big breaking ball. It's high for a ball. And it's 3-2. Palmer, as I said, has amazing poise for a sophomore. He's just had a terrific year for them. They're very, very high on him. 8-1 on the season. Here's the pitch from Charlie, and that's fouled off to her left and out of play. He's pitched 55 and two-thirds innings, struck out 63 and 55 and two-thirds, and an outstanding 1.76 ERA. And opponents have only hit about 155 against him. How would you like to have him on your club? Only a sophomore.
I would love to have him on the club, and I hope I'm around two more years to follow his career to see how he comes out as a senior. Excuse me.
There's a base on balls to Shakely, and you have to be careful with Shakely. He's their all-everything senior, came into this game hitting .441, and he's got a really good eye, but he's also very effective on the bases. They're going to have to watch him here, Alex Wright. He's 28 out of 29 on the year in stolen bases. The coach over there for Clear Lake at third base, their head coach, Seth Thompson. Justin Uhlenhoff, another coach, and Michael Kieran, another coach for the Lions of Clear Lake. Palmer fires over and going back in. He's got his uniform dirty. Right away is Shakely. Luke Schiller, the batter, third baseman. Sheraton of coach, of course, coached by Jake Schroeder, Tyler Pearson, Craig Spiker, Larry Millage, Brady Trenary, all assistant coaches. Here's the pitch. Big breaking ball. That's the bender, and he breaks it right down across the plate for a strike to Schiller. That's what Bill Saylor likes so much about Palmer. We saw him early in the season. That big breaking ball. Palmer, the left-handed pitcher, number one. Big lead by Shakely. He's going. They've got him picked off, and he's going to steal it. And they call a balk, and it had to be there. They weren't going to get him either way. He didn't come to a stop that time, and he didn't step to the base either. Balk on Charlie Palmer. That's what speed does to you, isn't it, Bill? Shakely now 29 of 30 on the season in stolen bases. Charlie was looking right at him, but he threw without the step towards first, and Shakely broke to second. It didn't really make any difference because the balk called nicely and appropriately by the home plate umpire. They fake the bunt, try to get it down, can't, and it's two strikes. The umpires tonight, Jeff Westendorf from West Des Moines behind the plate, Aaron Christians at first base from Sioux City, Henry Rios from Solon at second, Jeff Horst from Clinton is at third. Luke Schiller, the batter up there right now. No balls, two strikes. Shakely's at second. Nice lead for him. Palmer checks back. They're not holding him. Now they have a pickoff move, and they got
him. Oh, boy.
They rung him up out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. I talked about field conditions. It looks like they had a count system on. It looked like they had the count. There are several ways you can do that second base pickoff. Palmer wheeled and threw, and of course, the great shortstop there, Jordan Boffman, was right there. They put the tag on Shakely, and he is out of there for out number one. And it was interesting. He tried to go back in head first and really didn't move because that infield was wet, and he just died right there. There's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. Haverlow up with it, over to first, two down. I mean, that would be tantamount to being on the playground trying to go down a slide and you're stuck halfway down.
Yes, that's going down the slide without your pants on there. That's what that was.
Well, you know, I don't know. What can you say? Brock Adams, second baseman, comes to the plate. Number eight. The pitch from Palmer. There's that big bender, that big curveball again. And it's ball one. Just missed high. On deck, it's Mitch Kieran. Clear Lake actually seeded below Sheraton in this tournament, despite a 35-3 record. Fouls this one off. Back against the screen. One ball, one strike. What a tournament we've had here at Thunder Country. We had the game the other night, Bill and Randy and I, that saw Twin Cedars come up with three to win it 4-1 in the eighth inning. And then last night, heartbreaker for Albia, losing 2-1 in 13 innings to North Polk. There is a number hit down the third baseline. It's fair. Long throw, and not in time. Well, how will he score that? I think that'll be an infield hit.
He had a long throw. He gloved it clean, had a long throw, Rich, from deep behind the bag. So, yes, it's got to be a single.
And that ball was hit so slowly down to Breda. He fielded it, but despite his great arm, had no chance really to get.
And Brock Adams Brock has Adams. Great speed, too.
Kieran's up there now. Right-handed batter, big stance. Pitch just a little low, ball one. Mitch Kieran, the batter. Kieran, one of their fine ball players. He's only a sophomore. Hit 385 on the year. Drove in 38 and popped three home runs. Looks like he's got some strength. Short lead by the runner. Charlie Palmer brings it to the plate. Good cut. Swing and a miss. 1-1. You mentioned the runner at first for them, Brock Adams, Randy, their second baseman who's on. He's only a sophomore. He's 7-for-7 on the year in stolen bases. Traction on the field tonight's not real good. That's going to slow down the running game, I think.
With the rain that they had last night and early today, along with watering down the field between the games, yeah, the traction is not ideal.
Late in the Albia game last night, in the 12th, 13th inning, we started to see a pretty heavy mist that turned into quite a rain during the night. Charlie Palmer now works from the stretch. Here's the delivery. Big breaking ball stays high. One of the problems Charlie had in the Centerville game was he just did not have good command of the breaking ball. And that allowed Centerville to really set on his fastball and cause problems. But he also had 7 walks in that game and also hit a batter. That is just not like him at all.
I think Charlie come out of that ball game in the 5th inning. Boffman come in to relieve him. Sheraton was behind 3-1 at that point. They didn't make their move until the bottom of the 7th inning when they tied the ball game to put it into extra innings and then win it in the bottom of the 10th. But Charlie, we've seen Charlie pitch 4 times prior to that game down at Centerville, and he had very good outings. Each of the times that Rich and I were able to see him, and we were kind of surprised that he didn't have a very good outing at Centerville.
Brock Adams just steals second. As I said, that we didn't expect much of a running game, but he stole that easily. Had a big jump on Palmer. So, again, they have a runner at second now, but there are 2 out. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That's ball 4 now to Kieran. And suddenly, Clear Lake has runners again at first and second. They've had 3 men on in this inning. First inning jitters could be a little bit of the problem. Right now it's Brandon Tofty, their DH, who's hitting for Jerry Kochler. So now a threat here in the first, although there are 2 out for the Lions. Palmer's still having a little trouble with that curve.
Mm-hmm.
Long look in to Alex Wright. Again, he looks back to the second baseman. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled off to the right now to play up towards the boxes here. At beautiful Principal Park. What a place for a ball game and for the state tournament. If you've never been up here to see the state tournament, you need to get here and certainly to come up to see the Iowa Cubs. Scott Saylor, Bill's son, who's one of the execs up here and helps run this very tournament, would love to see you up here. There's a shot hit to Braid at third. He'll run to the bag. That's it. Nice job by Brett Braid at that time to get the force at third. As Tofta grounds out, so the Lions threaten in the first. They come up empty. Totals on the inning for them are:
there were no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 left on base.
I want to mention some of the great sponsors we have tonight for this Sheraton Charger game. Bingham Construction, CNC Cycle, Edward Jones, Adam Barr, Sheraton Ford, and the Circle of Friends Home Healthcare. We've got a lot of other great sponsors, but I think you need to hear from one of them right now.
You can buy Napa oil at just $2.69 per quart. That's right, Napa oil at just $2.69 per quart at your Napa store in Sheraton. Buy Napa oil and save, save, save.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
TJ Hawkinson leads it off for the Chargers, grounds right back to Coakler for out number one. TJ, of course, had that game-winning hit against Centerville in that big 10-inning district game just a week ago, only a freshman. And I talked to Larry Millage before the game, and he said that kid is going to be some kind of ball player, only a freshman. He'll be a sophomore in about 3 weeks, though. School's just around the corner. The batter now, Brent Breda, third baseman. Sheraton did very well on the all-district team in Class 3A. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Breda has a home run on the season. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. One ball, no strikes to Brent. They did very well. Jordan Boffman made the team. Charlie Palmer made the team. Alex Wright.
Brent Breda.
And, of course, Austin Peterson. Five representatives from the Chargers. Outstanding ball club. Here's the pitch. Good cut that time. It's a strike, 1-1. Coakler is not overpowering. Pitching's been so interesting up here. We saw some kids like Kirill Kemper had a great pitcher yesterday, threw very hard. And then you get some guys that are pretty much off speed. They all have different styles. I'll tell you what, you get into 4A tomorrow, they've got some kids who throw in the 90s, and very, very impressive. Pitching, you don't have to throw hard to be a good pitcher, though.
No, you don't.
Here's the pitch inside.
Dude, we were talking about Satchel Paige one time. Satchel Paige had great velocity on a fastball until he hurt his arm when he was 32 years old. He couldn't get the velocity back that he had in his younger days, so
Came up with three or four more pitches.
Three more pitches. That ball fell straight back, straight up, and straight down, just on the fan side of the backstop.
Rowdy Yates went back. He is the Clear Lake catcher. You know, in the major leagues, they do this anymore in the stadiums. They have, when you come up to plate, they play songs the players select they want to play. Guess what I would select for Rowdy Yates? Would it be Rawhide? Of course, Frank, Clint Eastwood played that part.
Frankie Lane.
Swing and a miss, going down on strikes, is Brett Breda. And so far, they're having a little bit of trouble here with this off-speed stuff of Coakler. That's the third strikeout, I think.
Now, this right here surprises me, Rich. Charlie Palmer is batting for himself. All season long, he has been DH'd, and Ben Kinzer has been in the lineup in his place. They've DH'd Austin Rittenour and put Ben Kinzer in. Now Ben Kinzer is on the bench, and Charlie Palmer is batting for himself. This is a surprise to me.
He takes a strike, and I think I know why they might do that. I don't want to put words in Jake Schroeder's mouth, but I think it gives them a little more versatility and maneuverability as the game goes along if they don't go right to a DH. That would be my thinking on that. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Palmer way out in front there. And Coakler is really, at least this first time through the batting order, giving them a lot of fits right now. He struck out three. Not a very big kid out there. Gets his sign from his catcher, Yates. Here's the pitch. Struck him out. Four strikeouts, and we're still only in the second inning. Easy inning for Coakler. We head to the third. Nothing across for the Chargers in the second. And we do, as we do head to the third, it's Sheraton nothing and Clear Lake nothing. I want to mention again, before we send it back to you, Greg, some more great Sheraton sponsors. Community First, Hammer Medical, Hanson's Iowa Realty, Hardy's of Sheraton, Interiors and More, and Johnson Machine Works. Those are just a few of the great sponsors for the Sheraton Chargers on our broadcast tonight with Bill Saylor, Randy Stafford, and yours truly, Rich Grimes. We'll be back right after this.
Kent Farm Management wants to sell your farm if you're ready to list it. Call 774-8676 and get your land listed today with Kent Farm Management. Springtime is prime time and Kent Farm Management is looking for your farm listing. Call 774-8676. That's 641-774-8676. Sell your listing with Kent Farm Management.
Stop in and see the selection of paint, carpet, cabinets, and window coverings at Interiors and More in Sheraton. Proud to sponsor the Sheraton Chargers.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bill Saylor and I are just talking. I want to get you on that, Bill, in a minute. When you come back to that, when you've got the phones here, I want to talk about the home plate umpire. You see some things you really like about him. He is from West Des Moines, and his name is Jeff Westendorf. So don't lose that thought, because you'll be with us here right back on in a moment. Leading it off here, it's Pete Svensson. That's a good Swedish name. Pete Svensson comes to the plate here. She's not Italian. Shortstop. There's a ground ball hit, backhanded by Heberlo. Can't get it cleanly, and it goes out into center field. He's headed for two. They're going to have to hurry, and they're never going to get him. Wow. Heberlo made a great attempt that time, a diving attempt to get Swenson's ground ball. He didn't get to it. It caromed off his glove, went out into center field. And by the time the center fielder came up with it for sure, then that, of course, is Token Hall. We see now Swenson standing at second base. And that's scored as a base hit only. No error. Here's the pitch now. That's fouled off to the right for a strike. Stephanie, first baseman.
Did they score that as a single and he took second on the boot to center field?
Yeah, it wasn't really scored, though, an error. They didn't score it an error.
Okay.
Stephanie is actually pronounced S-T-E-P-H-A-N-Y. Looks like could be Stefani, but of course it's Stephanie. Of course, Palmer looking back. He's already picked off a runner at second. There's a little chopper, and they better pick it up, and now it goes foul. No balls, two strikes. Matt Stephanie. Stephanie, for them, a sophomore. They've got a pretty young team, this Clear Lake team. He's driven in 24, hit 301 on the season. Chargers defensively, T.J. Hawkinson at first, Haberlow at second, Jordan Boffman at short, Brett Brady at third, it's Austin Rittenauer in left, Token Hall in center, Austin Peterson in right, Alex Wright behind the plate, Charlie Palmer on the hill. Palmer's really slowed it down here. There's a pitch, it's high, the fastball. One ball, two strikes. Palmer already has picked off a runner at second base in this game, and it's the speedy Shakely he picked off. And he's keeping a fairly close eye here on Swenson. Runner at second. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the second. I said we were headed to the third. I was ahead of myself. Bottom of the second. Sheraton is the visiting team. Clear Lake, the home team. Therefore, they have here at the Iowa Cubs Park the third base dugout. Sheraton has the first base dugout tonight. Here's the pitch on the way. There's the big breaking ball high.
There is a sea of red behind that first base dugout, Richard.
And they're curling around, too. Are you counting them, Bill?
Are you counting the red shirts, Bill?
We have 11 sections full of
red. 11 sections full of red, Bill says. 11 sections. A lot of Sheraton fans. Good representation for Clear Lake. Ball hit up the middle. Heberlo has it. Throw to first. Nice play by Luke. Lucas Heberlo makes this pickup, throws the runner out. There's one away. Moving to third, though, is Swenson. Stephanie's out, and here's Rowdy Yates, their catcher. Rowdy Yates, another sophomore. 330 hitter on the year. This is a young Clear Lake team, as I said. They have only four seniors. Charlie Palmer will work off the full windup now. The batter, Rowdy Yates, the pitch, inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. A lot of Sheraton fans here. Albia had a great representation last night. Twin Cedars did on Friday night. The Sabre fans will be up here again Thursday. We'll tell you about that in just a little bit. Now off the stretch. this time instead of the windup is Palmer. Swing and a miss for a strike, 1-1. Twin Cedars will be in the semifinal of 1A. Number 2 ranked Twin Cedar Sabres, we've covered them this year. They take on number 1 ranked Mason City Newman. And we'll be on the air at about 11:15 on Thursday with that game. That's this Thursday, the semifinal. Charlie Palmer, they're going to steal home, and they do right there. Little chopper, and that's a suicide squeeze is the only way you can describe that. But I almost would have to say it almost looked that time like Swenson was trying to steal home. But good contact, that made it the squeeze by Yates, and Clear Lake jumps on top 1-0. That was well executed, Randy.
Boy, that was a very good play. It took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that either. Neither was Sheraton.
It was almost a hit. It wasn't a traditional bunt. It was more kind of a little swing there. He kind of poked it out. It looked like something reminiscent of what we see in girls' softball now.
He was just trying to make contact.
Where they slap at the ball.
Mm-hmm.
1-0 Clear Lake. Two out. And that's low for a ball. Nobody on base now.
One thing about it, Charlie, being left-hander and a sophomore, you know, he's got good control of his pitches, but if there's a knock on him, he is slow with his delivery.
That will change as he gets older, I'm sure. They'll work on that. Two balls, one strike now to Devin Uhlenhop, another sophomore for this Lion team. Uhlenhop, 229 hitter on the year. He's in the ninth spot. Here's the pitch on the way. Way inside. Ball three. And he's struggling like we saw him at Centerville a little bit. You know, that last play where Clear Lake scored a run had a little bit of trade of several things. A little bit of the trade of several things. It looked like a suicide squeeze. It looked like a steal of home. And it had kind of the slap trait of girls softball right now. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And it all came together for them to get the run in.
Well, like I say, it took everybody in the stadium by surprise.
It did not take Seth Thompson by surprise, their coach. Well executed. Foul back to the right. Still 3-2. Overcast day and an overcast evening. Nice temperature here. We're going to be probably in the upper 60s tonight, maybe mid-60s. But it's a beautiful night for baseball here at Principal Park.
This is the first game we've done at 6 o'clock.
Foul back.
All of our games have been at 8. They've all gone into extra innings.
Well, as you know, we all three of us got back to Albia last night at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening.
In the rain.
In the rain. 1:30 this morning.
And we caught 6 hours of sleep. And
who did?
Well, I did.
I didn't.
But mine was in shifts.
I got about 4.
And
Bill Saylor played golf this morning. Did you stay up all night? You were back to studying. He's dedicated. Not winning the British Open does that to you. Swing and a strike three. Good pitch that time by Charlie. Gets out of the inning. But Clear Lake comes up with a run and did it in kind of a quirky fashion, but they executed very well. What happened, of course, remember, the base hit past Haverlow. He got a glove on it, carried him down to center field. That let the runner Swenson get to second. They moved him to third, and then the, I guess we call it a suicide squeeze, a little slap hit. He scores easily, and it's 1-0 now. As we do, head to the third. Clear Lake has 1 run, 2 hits. They've made an error. Sheraton has 0 runs, 1 hit. They've committed an error.
And, Richard, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Bill for innings 3, 4, and 5.
That sounds like a plan, and we're going to turn it back to Greg to hear from some of our great Sheraton sponsors.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The 2014 Ford models are arriving now at Sheraton Ford. Drive one today, you're wanted today. Sheraton Ford is a proud sponsor of Sheraton Boys Baseball.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back here at Principal Park, the home of the Iowa Cubs. State baseball tournament, Class 3A action today. We'll give you some results on those games in a little bit. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes, and Token Hall is the leadoff hitter here for the Chargers. And it's two balls and a strike to Token. Token Hall, their center fielder, a 244 hitter on the year. Right-handed batter. Kochler works quickly. There's a ground ball hit to the right side. Oh, my goodness, I don't understand that. I've seen that twice this year. I never have understood it. I played a little first base in my time. That ball was hit to the right of the first baseman, and rather than making a dive or to try to get the play, he just let it go by and went over and stood on the bag. That's not how you play first base.
Put a lot of trust in your second baseman if you want to play like that.
Stephanie just let that go right by him, and it's a base hit for Token Hall. Here's Rittenour. Austin Rittenour, a junior. For the Chargers. And he hits a shot. That's in there, a base hit. Rittenour to left field, and the Chargers have two on and nobody out here in the third. And it brings to the plate Lucas Haberlow. Well, Jake Schroeder may be trying to move those runners across, although now he's already got two hits. Haberlow on the season is only a junior, of course. He hit .326 on the year. Two on, nobody out.
He took a called third strike his previous at bat.
Three hits now for the Chargers. Well, we're going through that order the second time. And as I said, Kochler had some pretty good success in the first go-around, striking out several Chargers. But maybe the second look will make the difference. So often it is. Right-handed batter, short lead by both the runners. Kochler checks back. Here's the pitch. They do try to bunt. It's a strike. That time, Jake having Haberlow trying to put the bunt down. Haberlow, very, very good at bunting. Second baseman for the Chargers. Kochler has four strikeouts here as we go into the third. Here he comes to the plate. Way outside. Nice stop that time by Rowdy Yates. You know, you look at Rowdy Yates behind the plate, I remember so many times people I had in my classes and stuff over the years who had names of actors or actresses or fictional characters. It's always kind of entertaining. Sure, he's a nice kid. Here's the pitch. Oh, just missed outside by Kochler, and it's 2-1. I actually had a kid in my senior class in school whose name was Robert E. Lee. Yeah, called him Reb. Two balls and one strike. Kochler, long look, house the pitch, and there's the bunt. That's foul again. So Haberlow having trouble getting that down, and now it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes.
Two strikes probably took away the bunt. If you bunt foul on the third strike, you're out.
On deck, the big stick, Austin Peterson. Jerry Kochler, one of the stable of very fine pitchers for this Clear Lake team, but they're not going with their ace tonight, not yet, which kind of surprises all of us. Here's the pitch by Kochler, and that's fouled straight back. When you talk about Clear Lake's pitching, they have some outstanding pitching. In fact, they lead the 3A with ERA. They have a 1.83 team ERA with 290 strikeouts. That leads the 3A field. Opponents have only hit 192 against them. The pitch by Kochler, it's high for a ball. And Gavin Shakely, who is playing in the outfield for them tonight in center field, is really probably their best pitcher. 11-0 with a 1.09 ERA with 104 strikeouts in just 77 innings. There's a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Long throw in time. Nice play that time by Pete Swenson. Runners advanced to second and third. One out, so he couldn't get the bunt down, but he got him over anyway. And that brings Austin Peterson. But they're not going with Shakely tonight. They are going with Kochler. And, of course, he was 11-1 during the year. Struck out 96 and 70 innings. They didn't go with their ace. They went with their number two, but both of them won 11 games. Right now, Peterson's at the plate. Right fielder for the Chargers. Leads this state tournament in 3A coming in with a 488 batting average. There's a shot to right. That's going to score at least one, maybe two. They're going to hold the runner at third, Jake Schroeder. It's a good thing because Mitch Kieran really came up with that and fired it in quickly. But Peterson has just tied this up for the Chargers with a base hit to right field, and we're tied at one. Holding up at third, then, is Rittenour. Here's Jordan Boffman, Sheraton shortstop. Boffman, what a year he's had. 467 batting average. And in the state tournament, he came in as the fourth leading RBI man with 56, and he has a couple out there beckoning him right now. Right-handed batter, Kochler. Takes it for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Peterson's at first. Rittenour's at third. 1-1 tie. Peterson has good speed. Might try to advance down to second. Has a nice lead. Kochler throws over. He gets back in head first. Austin Peterson. Well, he has done what he's done all year long. Drive in runs. He has tied this game up 1-1. Kochler's taking a look. The pitch, and that's a little bit low. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Number five up there right now, Boffman. Jordan Boffman. Sheraton shortstop, and he's a heck of a relief pitcher. In fact, he almost set a record for saves for Sheraton this year in relief. He takes this for a ball, 2-1.
Strike.
Was it a strike? I was looking at Joe here. What do you got over here, Joe? Oh, he's got a picture of me. I'm going to look the other way. Two balls and one strike. Kochler from the stretch. The pitch on the way. There's a shot into right. That is going to carry out to the right fielder. That may score a run. Here comes the throw. It's not going to be in time. Chargers lead it 2-1. As Rittenour scores easily on the sacrifice fly by Jordan Boffman. Jordan hit it out to right field. Hit it pretty well, but it carried right out to their right fielder, Mitch Kieran. But that's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Boffman. And Sheraton now leads it 2-1 here in the third. So the Chargers getting through the second time in the batting order, not having as much trouble with Kochler as they did the first time through. Here's Alex Wright. What'd Alex do that first time up?
Alex threw out deep to center field.
His mother, superintendent of the Sheraton Schools. And now Kochler steps out. Time is called. Peterson drove in the first run. Boffman drives in the second with a sacrifice fly. Alex Wright, oh, there's the throw over to first. Just getting back in. Jerry Kochler won 11 games on the season for Clear Lake. There's shortstop, Swenson, very deep, almost on the edge of the grass there for Wright. They have a tough play. They hit it his way. This one's fouled off to the right for a strike. One strike. Big, big crowd here. We talked about the Sheraton Chargers here. Bill, you said 11 sections. Clear Lake has filled it up pretty good for them over here on the left. They've come a long way to get up to this tournament. But they've got a good representation, too. Nice crowd tonight. And, of course, you can get lost in this place and think you don't have a big crowd because you can get about 11,500 in here, 11,500. When Memphis was in town, the Redbirds, about a month ago, they actually had 14,000 in this place. A lot of standing room.
Oh, just see the fireworks.
That'll do it. There's a shot up the middle. Base hit carries out to center. And the Chargers are really hitting the ball this inning. Peterson stops at second, right with the base hit. And that now is the fourth Charger hit. They've got runners at first and second. And here's TJ Hawkinson, the freshman. That's the fifth Charger hit already. And this has been a good inning for them because Kochler really had his own way the first two innings. Boy, Hawkinson is going to be a big kid, isn't he? Just a freshman. Tall right-handed batter. Pulls the bat way back. He's coiled almost in his stance. Takes it low for a ball. And I think we've heard, too, he's quite a good basketball player. He certainly looks like he could be. One ball, no strikes. Good lead at first. They're not holding right. Peterson with a pretty decent lead at second. Here's the pitch. And that's a little bit low. Ball two, 2-0. Bud Legg has told us, of course, he's one of the main go-to guys of the state baseball, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, that seven of the nine games up here already this week have been decided by two runs or less. How about that? It seems like we've been involved in some of those with the broadcast. That's outside, 3-0. We had the extra inning game with Twin Cedars on Friday night, the 13-inning record-setting game with Albia and North Polk last night. We've got a one-run game right here. Sheraton leading at 2-1. Coakler will work from the stretch. Checks the runner. Peterson throws back, and boy, that was a close one. Peterson barely got back, but I have to credit Swenson on that. That ball looked like it could almost go through, and Swenson not only saved it, but almost made the tag and got the put out. 3-0 now, the count to Hawkinson. Chargers have a couple on. They'd like to get some more. Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. Hawkinson started to first. No need to go that way because it was a strike. Beautiful scoreboard here at Principal Park. Albie on the right field fence. Big screen out there. You can watch every play. Just like having a giant TV. I mean a really giant TV at home. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's fouled way off on the right side. Good cut that time by Hawkinson. Three balls, two strikes now. If you've never been up here to Principal Park, there's all kinds of ways you can see some great baseball. They've got these, well, I don't want to call them skyboxes, but these individual boxes where you can get your food and come up with your parties, your church groups, other things, and they are very, very popular, aren't they, Bill?
Yes, the ones that on the infield part of the ballpark are pretty full.
There's a shot into right. It's going to drop a base hit. That's going to score a run. No problem at all. Two-strike hit by Hawkinson. Drives in another run, and the Chargers now lead it 3-1. Some fine two-out hitting by T.J. Hawkinson. Peterson scores. Boffman goes to third. Chargers are up 3-1. And Seth Thompson has seen enough. He wants to go out and talk to his pitcher, Jerry Coakler, here. Coakler's no slouch out there. He's 1-11 on the year. But right now, the Chargers, who came into this game as the leading hitting team in this 3A straight tournament at 369, are showing exactly why they are. They've pounded out now six hits, and we're only in the third inning, and they lead at 3-1.
Doing all with this with two out, Rich.
All with two out. How many times have we said during the course of the season, good ball clubs are going to hit very well with two outs, and Sheraton's doing it right here. And they're hitting with men in scoring position, which you have to do. You've got to have a high percentage of that if you're going to be successful, and the Chargers are doing it. Right now they've got Brent Braid up there, third baseman. Brett's first time up.
Strikeout.
He fanned. One of several that Coakler had early on. He hasn't struck out anybody this inning. Runner at second is moving. Fouled off. Strike one. And going back will be Hawkinson. Hawkinson that time was running. Had an open base at second.
I wonder if Hawkinson was not aware of that runner because he pitched with a wind-up position. He didn't even think about holding the runner. Now he's changed his mind. He's going to hold him a little bit with a stretch position. Yes, he is.
Coakler looks over at first. Nice lead by TJ. Now he looks over again. He'll work from the stretch. Hawkinson not going. There's a long drive out into center. Center fielder backpedals, and that's Shakely. Probably to anybody else in the outfield, that would have been trouble. But Shakely, all district, all everything for Clear Lake, and he backpedaled very nicely. Got good mobility, good speed. Five hits in the inning for the Chargers. How about that?
Three runs, five hits.
No errors and two left. We head to the bottom half of inning number three. It's the Sheraton Chargers, seventh ranked in Class 3A, leading over Clear Lake by a score of 3-1.
Last week, Rich, you would have said that Sheraton had their hitting shoes on.
They did that inning. Want to mention some sponsors here for us tonight. Judd's Ranch House, Lucas County Health Center, Mac Hardware, the Motor Inn of Sheraton, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pipers, and Red Haw Realty. Lots of great sponsors, and I've only scratched the surface of it. Greg, you've got some more you want to tell us about, and we're going to do that right now.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000-square-foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
It's ball season. That's right. You may sit in the rain. You may sit in the sun. You may be playing in the rain and the sun, and you're going to get hungry. You're going to want to go to Hardee's for cold drinks and right now for the Super Bacon Thick Burger, only at Hardee's. Stop by Hardee's in Sheraton today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at Principal Park. Bill Saylor, Randy Stafford, yours truly, Rich Grimes. Joe Millage over here, of course, too, with us. We're all enjoying this game so far. Sheraton leads it 3-1, bottom of the third. Gavin Shakely leads it off. Hits a chopper over to Brady at third. Nice play by Britt. Throw to first, one down. Shakely kept off the bases. Here's third baseman Luke Schiller. Luke Schiller on deck. Brock Adams. Schiller, number 18.
Grounded to the second baseman in his first at bat.
Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch, and that's going to be a ball. The umpire called down to the first base umpire, wanted a little opinion on that check swing, and he got it.
He got it. He called it no swing.
Ball one. Here's the pitch. That's inside. Just missed. Ball two. From Charlie Palmer. Charlie has a fastball. Changes speeds a lot with that. Nice curve. Throws a changeup. Left-handed pitcher. Only a sophomore. 8-1 on the year. Here's the pitch, fastball, and that's a strike at the knees. Two balls and one strike. If you listen to our pregame broadcast, we talked to Larry Millage. And Larry, of course, works with these pitchers, and what a great guy to do it. He's got the experience, and he loves the potential of all these Sheraton pitchers, but especially this guy out here right now, Palmer, 2-2 now on the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. It's nice when you've got talented young pitchers to work with, isn't it, Bill?
Well, that is the really helpful.
Just got a piece of this one.
Of course, Larry Millage could work with pitchers at any level of ability. Any level of ability, Larry Millage would be good.
Pretty fair country pitcher in his time, and that's an understatement. Two balls, two strikes, and now we've got a loose ball in the field. You know, the first games we've done up here, we have seen so many foul balls. Tonight, things have kind of cooled down on that. We've seen tons of foul balls up here. 750 balls they use during this tournament on average. There's a shot hit to the shortstop. Up with it. The throw to first. Boffin's so automatic over there. Two up, two down. Great arm. Good range. Great shortstop. Two down here now coming to the plate. Brock Adams, second baseman. One of the things that I noticed when I was scouting this Clear Lake team is that I think if they have any problem, it's that they're not, I hate to say this, not a very dynamic hitting team. Sheraton, of course, coming in as the leading 3A hitting team in this tournament. But Clear Lake doesn't seem to have the offensive potential that Sheraton has. There's a little number hit down to third. Brady will have to hurry. Nice pickup, long throw on the run. He's got him. Terrific play by Brent Brady. Why? He's all district two. Five players from Sheraton are. Three up, three down. We go to the top half of inning number four. It's the Chargers leading it 3-1. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows everybody.
Exactly the way it is at Doug's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you Fred, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Doug's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Doug's Ranch House in Lacona.
Hammer Medical Supply. We understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back here at Principal Park, 3A state tournament baseball action. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor, Randy Stafford, Joe Millage. And right now, the Chargers lead it 3-1. Here as we go to the fourth, Charlie Palmer leads it off for the Chargers. And hits a ground ball slowly to the shortstop. Up with it, long throw, in time. Nice play, one down. Pete Swenson, good range at shortstop. Couple of good ones tonight. Jordan Boffman and, of course, Pete Swenson. One away, that brings to the plate number 23. And that, of course, is none other than Tokenhall, the number 9 batter. Tokenhall, we've said it all year long, one of Randy's favorite names, Bill. Tokenhall. We have Tokenhall and Rowdy Yates here tonight. It just doesn't get any better than that. One of the things we talked, I know, you see a lot of different names now with kids nowadays you didn't used to see. You used to see, you know, William and John and James and all that and different, the typical things. Now, names are very innovative for kids nowadays. Sign of culture shift, I guess. Here's the pitch. Boy, that just missed. One ball, one strike. Good umpiring, Bill. You had made a comment earlier on the umpire from behind the plate tonight, Jeff Westdorf.
I made a favorable comment.
Good comment. And just missing Kochler. That's ball two. 2-1. And your comment about Westendorf from West Des Moines was what?
His mechanics. I know what's going on when I watch him. If the pitch is a strike, his arm comes up and he signals a strike. And if it's a ball, there's no signal. And I think his judgment is pretty good, too.
He's got good mechanics. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch from Kochler, just missed low, ball three. And leaning that time a little bit was Tokenhall. Jake Schroeder, this is his first state tournament for Sheraton. It's also Seth Thompson's first state tournament. So one of these coaches is going to get their first state tournament win tonight. This is the third trip to the tournament for the Chargers. We talked about that with Jim Frank. Clear Lake has been here three times, too. Three balls, two strikes now. Tokenhall way back in the box. Kochler goes to work. The pitch on the way. And, oh, he just missed. Ball four. And Tokenhall goes to first base. And that brings up Austin Rittenauer, who had a big base hit last time up and got that inning started, the big inning in the third that gave the Chargers the lead. Austin Rittenauer looks down to Jake Schroeder. Jake's quite a tactician down there at third base. Very, very aware of everything all the time. Short lead from Hall. Here's the pitch on the way. Rittenauer takes it for a strike. Fastball that time from Kochler. Want to remind you, the winner of this game will play at 2 p.m. on Friday. On Friday. Guess what? If the Chargers win and they lead right now, that'll be us. There's Hall running. He's going to make it easily standing up. And it goes into center field, and he's going to hold up. He thought about it, but that wouldn't have been a good idea. That time, Kochler's not very quick to the plate, and so that was a tremendous lead by Tokenhall. He was stealing there all the way, and that was really one of our first looks at their catcher, Rowdy Yates' throw, and he didn't have much on that at all.
Well, he didn't have a chance. The runner was almost at second base before he had a chance to throw.
Tremendous lead. Most of the time, stolen bases can be attributed to the pitcher. There's a pop-up first baseman over in foul territory. He puts it away, one down. Matt Stephanie makes the play. Foul out that time for Rittenauer. One away, and here's Haberlow, second baseman.
Two away.
I want to mention here, too, you, that Twin Cedars, we have that game for you on Thursday, and that game starts at noon, first pitch, and we'll be on the air, golly, Joe, probably 11:30 or so. And, of course, Twin Cedars, if they beat Newman Mason City, they're the number 1 and 2 ranked teams in the state, would play in the championship game on Saturday. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Haberlo. Strike one, two out. We're in the fourth. Chargers lead at 3-1, rather. Six hits, of which five were in the third inning for Sheridan. Chargers have out-hit the Lions 6-2. Here's the pitch. Here's a chopper. Couple of hops up with it. Swenson, long throw, and that will retire the side. Nothing going for the Chargers, the men in red and white, that inning. No runs on the inning. And no hits, no errors, one left. We played 3.5. It's the Sheridan Chargers leading it over Clear Lake, 3-1. And I want to mention again some of our great sponsors for tonight from Sheridan. The Motor Inn of Knoxville, Smith Body Shop, Waters Auto, Danco, Felderman's, Ben Franklin. That's a great story. I love going in there. Fifth Mile, Lockridge Lumber, Sheridan Hy-Vee, and Red Hawk Family Medical Center, and Sheridan Napa. And by the way, Sheridan Hy-Vee is listening live tonight. And we've got just all kinds of great Sheridan sponsors, and we love you all and glad you're listening. And I know you're very happy with how this game is going right now because the Chargers lead it 3-1. And, of course, I can tell you from our perspective that Boyd Britton and Jim Cagle, of course, the Albia coaches, told us repeatedly that they are rooting for these Chargers tonight. They said it even before that tough 13-inning loss last night to North Polk. They're pulling for not only Chargers, but for the good guys. And they cited Larry Miller, Jake Schroeder, the whole coaching staff, and these South Central Conference champion Sheridan Chargers. Bottom half of the fourth inning, 3-1. Sheridan leading it here. Leading off is Mitch Kieran, sophomore for Clear Lake. And he takes it low for a ball. Boy, they are just loaded with sophomores, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Kieran, the right fielder.
He walked his first at bat.
Charlie Palmer's pitch in the dirt for a ball, 2-0. Well, Charlie's nursing a 3-run lead, or 3-1 lead here, but he's still not as sharp as we've typically seen him. But it's a cool night, and some pitchers have a little trouble with that, I know.
Well, it's a night you're not going to work up a sweat.
Want to bet?
But on the other hand, I don't think it's a night that you're going to have to go back into the dugout and put your warm-up jacket
no.
on, too.
Three balls, no strikes now. With the two-run lead, you don't want to put the leadoff man on here. After Kieran, it's Tofty, the DH. Here's the 3-0 pitch way inside, ball four, and that's a walk by Charlie Palmer. So, the tying run comes to the plate, and Tofty, the DH, he's hitting for Coakler tonight.
That's his third walk given up this evening so far.
Three walks by Charlie Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Wright goes out to settle him down. Alex Wright, just an outstanding catcher, and he's a terrific pitcher. You want to talk about great pickoff moves, and we saw some last night from North Polk. Alex Wright's got probably one of the best in all of Southern, perhaps all of the state of Iowa. There was a two-game stretch there in the districts. He picked off five men from first base. Picked off five of them. It's remarkable. Strike one now to Brandon Tofton, another sophomore for this Lion Ball Club. Not too big a lead by the runner at first. Charlie Palmer, long luck. He's going to throw over. One of the things that's changed dramatically over the years is almost all runners now go back in head first when they return to the bag when somebody picks them off. Years ago, you didn't see that.
Mm-mm. No, they either went in standing up or they went in sliding conventionally.
Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. They get the call from the first base umpire, Aaron Christians from Sioux City, and he did go. No ball and two strikes. No balls, two strikes. To Tofta, number 16's up there right now. Palmer goes to work. Here's the pitch. Big bender that time. Just got a piece of it. That's one of the better curveballs Charlie's thrown tonight.
Tofta, of course, batting for pitcher Jerry Coakler.
No balls, two strikes. On deck, Pete Swenson. They're fine. Shortstop. Kieran's on base. Nobody out. Palmer, long look. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. Alex Wright fakes the throw down to first. Doesn't make it. We talked earlier about Clear Lake's offensive capabilities. They're not a team that does steal a lot of bases. Playing it pretty conservatively here, and there's a strike.
Oh, boy, that was a weak attempt to try to hit that ball as your designated hitter.
That was a little bit anemic.
Mm-hmm. You got to have a better effort than that out of your DH.
He was totally fooled that time by Palmer. And there's one down. It's up now to Swenson, their shortstop. Swenson's a very fine ball player for them. Number 17, the pitch from Palmer. There's a shot hit foul down by the third baseline.
Pete Swenson singled his last time at bat and scored. Clear Lake's only run.
Swenson, the junior, has 321 on the year. He's got a little pop in the bat. Hit three home runs. Charlie Palmer, very methodical. He reminds me of Albie's Vic Sanders tonight. Charlie usually works pretty quickly, but not tonight. Big cut. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And Swenson flips the bat. Looked like he had a little baton routine that time. Wasn't happy he missed that. Had a good cut. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, he'd like to have that pitch again. Boy, he is really coiled in there. There goes the runner. The pitch, and he struck him out. The runner goes down to second. That's going to be a stolen base. Swenson goes down on strikes. Kieran steals second base. So he's there, and that brings to the plate Matt Stephanie, first baseman.
Matt Stephanie grounded out to second, his first at-bat, so he's 0-1 tonight.
And, of course, he's another sophomore.
Mm. They are definitely loaded with sophomores.
Which bodes well for their future, of course.
May see this ball club back the next 2 years.
Clear Lake, of course, seeded below Sheraton in this tourney.
Clear Lake seeded number six. Sheraton comes in as the number three seed in 3A.
Charlie Palmer now working from the stretch. Runner at second, two down. Long look now. The pitch on the way. The delivery, and it's fouled off to the right. First base coach didn't want any part of that one. Decides it's better to pick it up when it's just lying there than try to field it off the hop.
How would you like to coach a team that comes in at 30-3 and gets a number six seed, Rich?
I'd like to coach any team no matter where they're seated at 30-3. Who cares? One strike now. Here's the pitch. Just missed on the inside corner. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Crowd just a wee bit quiet right now. Somebody waiting for some excitement here. They might just be sitting on their hands. Kind of cool tonight. But it's a beautiful evening. Kind I like. 3-1 is the score. Sharon on top. Here's the pitch. Here's a ground ball to Breda. Weak swing that time. Breda throws to first in time. Nice stretch over there by Hawkinson for the putout. Breda has that interesting little crow hop, which you can get by with if you don't have a runner moving too fast, but that's something I imagine he would like to shake off before he looks ahead to college ball. But he's a slick fielding third baseman. Nonetheless, he gets the put out, and coming up empty again, Clear Lake, they leave a runner. We have played four. It's the Sheraton Chargers leading it here over Clear Lake. The Lions by a score of 3-1, and we'll be back right after this.
The Fifth Mile, specializing in setting goals, getting goals, and rewarding yourself. The Fifth Mile has men and women's clothing, brands like Miss Me Jeans, Big Star, North Face, and Sheraton Under Armour. Crazy Day sales are coming August 2nd and 3rd with the free tax weekend. The Fifth Mile is located at 121 North Main Street in Sheraton. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4. That's the Fifth Mile on the square in Sheraton.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
As I look down the line here to my right in the press box at Principal Park, I see Randy Stafford, I see Bill Saylor, I see Joe Millage, and I see me, Rich Grimes, and we're bringing you the game tonight from Principal Park. Chargers lead at 3-1 here. Austin Peterson leads it off, had an RBI single his last time up there.
Bill was supposed to do innings 3, 4, and 5. I told you folks earlier, but we had Bill out to 1:30 this morning, and he's fallen asleep.
No, Bill hasn't fallen asleep. Bill was playing golf this morning. The thing of it is, Bill runs us ragged. He knows his way around up here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows him.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They saluted him last night on the scoreboard and live here at the ballpark. Fouled off by Austin into the dugout, and caroms up in the crowd. You didn't know you were such an icon, did you, Bill? You what? You threw out the first pitch here, yeah. One time. You had to cheat up on the grass, though, a little bit. You just did that so they wouldn't feel bad. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch by Coakler. And, oh, he rung him up, and Peterson knew it. Austin took a long look at the umpire as if to say, please don't call me out, but he knew he was done. Good pitch by Coakler. Got the outside corner, one down. That's the best pitch he's thrown in 2 or 3 innings.
That's only Coakler's second strikeout, and both of them have been caught looking strikeouts.
Since the first part of the game where he struck out 4.
Yes.
So he's struggled a little bit here, obviously. Of course, the Chargers had 5 hits in the 3rd inning, and that's where they played at 3, and that's where we're at, 3-1. 6 hits on the game for the Chargers, only 2 off Charlie Palmer for Clear Lake. Jordan Boffman, what a ball player. There's a smash right at the shortstop, and there's Swenson. One shortstop hitting it to the other, and they're both outstanding players, and there are 2 down. Boffman just gets better and better and better. And I think he really is the key player that carried them through the districts.
Alex Wright, the catcher for
Sheridan. Once I was Bill Saylor, the Albion coach, now I'm just Scott Saylor's dad.
That's what happens. Alex Wright, the batter, takes it low for a ball. Alex Wright, outstanding senior. They're going to miss him behind the plate next year and as a pitcher, the Chargers. But he sure hasn't disappointed them this year. There's the pitch. Ground ball hit to the second baseman. That's Brock Adams over to first. Good inning for Clear Lake and for Coakler. 1-2-3, nothing across. We go to the bottom of the 5th. It's still Sheridan leading Clear Lake 3-1. And the Clear Lake Lions fans are on their feet trying to rally their team here. They're down by 2. We'll be back with more action right after this from Principal Park.
Here in Southern Iowa, Lockridge Lumber stocks what keeps your hard-working farm working hard. Lockridge has hardware, lumber, farm supplies, and clothing. Lockridge stocks what you need today and tomorrow. Congratulations to the Sheraton baseball team. Lockridge Lumber is behind you and beside you all the way.
If your child will be age 3, 4, or 5 by September the 15th, they are eligible to enroll at Kids Life Discovery Center's preschool program. Preschoolers at Kids Life not only learn new skills, but get a glimpse into subjects such as biology, botany, and geology. Plus, the more children play, explore, and see for themselves, the more they learn. Visit us online at lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3215. Start your child on the colorful path of learning at Kids Life Discovery Center. A service of Lucas County Health Center.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back here at Principal Park here in Des Moines. I'm Rich Grimes, Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor. Want to mention, last night I did a little tribute to our men and women in uniform before the Albion North Polk game, and I want to salute one right now. Token Hall, outstanding center fielder for the Sheraton Chargers. His dad is in the National Guard and is in California, and we're glad you're listening because I know you are on our live stream. Your son's a great ball player, a fine young man, and we're so happy to have you with us tonight. And you've got to be happy not only with how Token's playing, but the Chargers lead it 3-1 here as we go to the bottom of the 5th. Best wishes to you from all of us here at KIIC in the booth.
Leadoff hitter for Clear Lake in the bottom of the 5th inning. Catcher Rowdy Yates takes first pitch. Ball one.
Rowdy Yates, another sophomore, just right down that lineup. There's a high fly ball, head out to center, way back there. Center fielder shading back, and
Token
right
Hall.
On cue, Token
right
Hall. How's that, Dad? Token Hall went back a long way, got a good jump on that ball that was hit pretty well, and he puts it away, went away. Devin Uhlenhoff, sophomore, comes to the plate for the Clear Lake Lions. Charlie Palmer coasting along here, leading at 3-1. That's high for a ball on the fastball. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order looms ahead for Clear Lake and Gavin Shakely. Charlie checks in, gets the sign from Alex Wright. There's a pop-up on the infield, a mile high. Breda comes in. Wright wants it. The catcher, he's got it in foul territory, two away. When Wright calls it, you know it's the right move. He makes the catch, and there are two outs. That brings to the plate now Luke Schiller, or rather Gavin Shakely. Shakely's been pretty quiet tonight for them. He got on base in the first, and then they picked him off. Outstanding left-handed batter for them.
He got on base
terrific here.
Got on base on a walk. His first at-bat grounded out to Breda. His third at-bat.
And this at-bat.
And this is an infield hit. This dropped right in front of the second base, and they did not get him. He had enough speed to beat out an infield hit.
Shakely's got terrific speed, and I told you before the game, he's just an outstanding hitter for them. He's driven in 54 runs on the year, second only to Sharon's Austin Peterson in this 3A field, and has had a total of 63 hits. That's now 64. Real good ball player for them.
And he just legged that one out. That was just a short fly ball that dropped in front of
Heaverlo,
who was playing deep at second base.
And that's in the dirt, but he's not going. Alex Wright is like a cat behind the plate. Came up with that pretty quickly. And trailing by two, they didn't want to take a chance there of getting him cut down. Luke Schiller is the batter up there right now.
Clear Lake has a runner at first, two out.
Clear Lake desperately needs to get some runners. And, of course, they're two down here. There's a throw over and Shakely back in easily. Charlie Palmer, of course, being the left-hander, is looking right over at that runner at first base. Breeze picking up here a little bit. Flag swirling around. Des Moines, 72 degrees right now. 72. And it looks like it's going to be pretty nice all week. And the pickoff move, and they didn't get him. What happened there, Randy? You want to describe that for everybody?
Well, they stole before Charlie Palmer could throw it to first base. And once he threw it to first base, by the time Hawkinson squared and threw it to second base, Gavin Shakely was there. Gavin Shakely has an incredible speed, and he just flat beat it. It was a well-executed play by Sheraton, but Shakely's speed was, I think, is a little bit faster than what they realize.
72 degrees. Nice breeze. Flag swirling out. See the Capitol in the distance. Mm-hmm. What a view here. Michael Gartner's Iowa Cubs Stadium, Principal Park has. One ball, no strikes. Charlie Palmer looks back at the runner, brings it to the plate, and that's a strike. That was a good pitch for Charlie, but that's a pitch that certainly you can't be taking there.
Charlie has settled down now and started to pitch the games that we have seen him pitch in the past. He had that one rough outing against Centerville. But now he's back in the old groove.
Charlie Palmer, long look back at the runner, and he's going to try to pick him off again, throws it back, and Boffman's there, but the runner back easily. Count still 1-1. With two out here, I think Charlie really simply needs to concentrate on getting this hitter. Chargers lead it by two. Bottom of the fifth. We've had a lot of close ball games in this state tournament so far. This one is no exception. Got a foul tip there, and it's going to be one ball, two strikes. Later tonight, number 3-ranked Harlan, 28-7, takes on defending state champion Dallas Center Grimes. That's the 8 o'clock game tonight or thereabouts.
Dallas Center Grimes comes in tonight unranked in the state.
Harlan, by the way, a lot of folks think Harlan, even though they're third ranked, they're the favorite to win this, but the Chargers think they've got a great chance, and I think so, too. Here's the pitch. On the way, there's a ground ball hit to Braid at third. He'll have to hurry. Long throw. It's in the dirt and not in time, and I think they'll score that a base hit. Slow roller, Breda really made a nice play, had to hurry his throw. It was low, but I don't think he would have had him no matter what. Let's see what they do on that. The official score, they scored, I believe, a base hit. Not yet, though. You know they're discussing.
No, they're putting up.
No, nope, it's going to be an error.
It's going to be an error, and it'd have to be an error on the third, on the first baseman.
No, it'll be on the third baseman, Brady, on
you
the
throw.
You
think it'll be on the throw?
It's definitely on the throw.
It was a catchable ball at first base.
No, not once that hits the dirt, that's got to be on the third baseman.
Okay.
Tough play, nonetheless. That could have been scored either way. But the throw in the dirt, it went by the first baseman. One of the things, Randy, and it's an interesting thing, and it brings up this point. When you watch professional baseball, those guys or the college first baseman, they save so many runs on bad throws. Mm-hmm. When you get to this level, you don't see as much of that. And good first basemen save lots of errors for their other infielders.
Yes, they do.
But he couldn't save that.
He couldn't save that one. That's right, Bill.
Runners on the corners now, tying runs on. There are two out for Clear Lake.
Brock Adams at the plate.
And he takes it inside for a ball. Oh, it hit him. He said it just grazed him.
Mm.
And I mean, it must have been by the hair of his chinny chin chin. But nonetheless, Adams goes to first, and the Lions have the bases loaded with two out. And Seth Thompson wants to talk to his batter up there, Mitch Kieran, right fielder. Now, Kieran on the night has done what for them?
Mitch Kieran is the cleanup hitter for the Lions. He's walked the only two times he's been at bat.
Now, I notice on the scoreboard, now they get it right. They were a batter behind there for a while. Mitch Kieran. Clear Lake really needs to get something going here. Charlie Palmer wants to get out of it. There's a foul ball off to the right, and that's going to go out of play, strike one. Over into the Sheraton crowd. And, of course, the kids love to go after that foul ball.
You, Richard, you know doggone well if we were down there, we'd be going after it, too. We'd be pushing those kids aside.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's true.
Just so we could autograph the ball and throw it back.
And they'd throw it back at us. One strike now. The pitch. Inside corner. Big breaking ball from Palmer. Good pitch. Strike two. He's ahead 0-2. Well, he's got him set up here now. And this is what makes Charlie Palmer so dangerous. If he gets ahead in the count, he has so many weapons. He changes speeds. He has good location most of the time. And he has that big breaking ball. He goes to work, the pitch, fastball, and he just missed on that outside corner. And I mean, he just missed. One ball, two strikes. And if I was Kieran here, I'd really be in a protect mode. Strong right-handed batter, wide stance. Here's the pitch. Hits a slow hit ground ball to shortstop. Bopman up, fires to first in time. You hit it to Bopman and you're done. Nice play that time. He just conducts himself so well out there. Clear Lake threatens. They leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth. And that, we want to mark that down as a big juncture in this game. No runs in the inning. One hit. We head now to the sixth. It's Sharon still leading Clear Lake by a score of 3-1, and we'll be back right after this.
Redhoff Family Medical Center would like to welcome their newest provider, Juanita Durham, nurse practitioner. She is now accepting patients of all ages. To schedule an appointment with Juanita, please call her office at 641-217-9115.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Whoa, why are we playing Christmas music in July? Because Ben Franklin in Sheraton now has Christmas fabric, and it's not too early to start on those great Christmas quilting gift projects. They have other fabrics. Of course, Ben Franklin has a huge selection of fabric, including new fall and Halloween fabric. Ben Franklin, for all your quilting and sewing needs on the north side of the Sheraton Square, where a penny saved is a penny earned.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at Principal Park. Want to tell you today that another 3A action, number one rated Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City won their game over Williamsburg. Davenport Assumption defeated Boone. Harlan plays Dallas Center Grimes later tonight. Of course, right here, Sheraton leads it 3-1 over Clear Lake. And we are in the sixth inning. You know, we told you that Clear Lake is seeded sixth in this tournament. Sheraton seeded third. But the interesting thing is, and I hadn't mentioned this, and I want to mention this to you, Clear Lake is rated ahead of Sheraton in the 3A poll when the season ended. That's fouled off to the right by Hawkins, and he's getting some good cuts. Do you think he got a little more confidence after that game-winning hit against Centerville? He's swinging the bat very well, 2-2. Clear Lake's really rated second in the state. Sheraton's rated seventh. And we saw that with Twin Cedars. Twin Cedars ranked second all year and yet had a lower seed than that in the tournament. And I think part of the reason for that, Clear Lake plays a tough schedule up there. But you only lose three games, you're going to be rated pretty highly. But I think it goes to another point I want to mention. Quite often, when they do the rankings in the state of Iowa, here's the 3-2 pitch to Hawkinson, and there's another base hit. He is just swinging the bat so very well right now, and the freshman's on again. To continue that point, I think so many times Southern Iowa, to borrow a Rodney Dangerfield line, doesn't get any respect with its teams. And I think both you, Bill, and Randy and Joe over here would agree with that. And you look this year, you have Twin Cedars who came to the state tournament, Alpy came to the state tournament, Sheraton came to the state tournament. And hopefully that will start to change a little bit. But I know we've all talked about that, that Southern Iowa tends to get overlooked in a lot of things in sports. Throw over, Hawkinson's back in easily. Brett Rada's up the plate right now. Junior, all-district player. 340 hitter on the year. Nifty third baseman for the Chargers. Brett Rada. The pitch, there's a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Swenson might get one. They're not going to get two. High throw. That's an error on Swenson. And you have to credit Jake Schroeder there. He had the runner moving Hawkinson. And so when Swenson came up with it, he had no chance to get the lead runner. As the runner was in motion, by the time he got the throw over to first base, it pulled the first baseman off the bag, and that's going to be an error on the shortstop. No question there. And the Chargers threaten again here in the sixth. Second error of the game for Clear Lake. First and second now. More importantly, nobody out. And the batter, Charlie Palmer, the sophomore. They have a pickoff move and just getting back in. Nice job that time by the pitcher and the shortstop that time as Kochler threw back to Swenson. They tried to pick off Hawkinson. He just barely got back in. They're not holding either runner. Here's the pitch from Kochler. Gave a little indication of a bunt there, nothing serious, but Palmer probably, if I know Jake, is going to try to move these runners down to second and third here. He'd like some insurance runs here in the sixth. Kochler's slowing things down. Here's the pitch on the way. Just missed outside. 2-0. Want to remind you, Thursday at 11:30, we'll be on the air with Twin Cedars and Newman Catholic. Number one and two teams in the state. Go Sabres on that one. Here's the pitch from Kochler, and there's the bunt. It's foul, strike two. Rather 2-1 to him. Gave an indication he was going to bunt earlier. We got it back. 2-1. Twin Cedars and Newman Catholic. What a great game that should be. And, of course, that's the semifinals. 4-1A. Kochler now. Looks into Palmer. The 2-1 pitch on the way. He does put the bunt down. It's going to go foul, and now it's 2-2.
What did you think of that bunt attempt, Bill?
Well, I liked the fact that he was attempting to bunt it to the third base side. The earlier bunt, he went to the first base side, and it was foul. This one was third base side, and it went foul. And the third base is a much better choice if you're going to bunt it. But the choice is to get around there and say, I'm bunting, and I'm going to put it down there so these runners can move up. Now he's got two strikes that probably took the bunt away from him.
Not very. You know, you look at this tournament so far. We talked to you earlier and said 7 of the 9 games so far have been decided by 2 runs or less. We're going to give you some matchups here in just a moment. First and second. Nobody out. Here's the pitch, and there's strike three. And Palmer looked like he was thinking about bunting there.
Terrible at bat.
Not a good at bat for Charlie. And that may explain why he is such a good pitcher, but always is DH for. Because he just looked a little confused that time. But that's okay. Good pitchers don't have to hit, do they? One out. Here's Token Hall. We mentioned earlier his dad listening in California. Are you pulling for Token to get a bunt down? He does, and it's a beauty. Fielded the throw to first. Not in time. I don't know what the first baseman was doing there.
He charged the bunt.
The second baseman
was expected to cover and did cover, but he covered too late.
Not good execution that time by the Lions. Excellent execution by Token Hall. Put the bunt down, advances the runners, and he ends up at first base, too.
I think he is credited with a hit.
That's a base hit for Token Hall, Seth Thomas. Thompson is going out to talk to his pitcher, his infield. And I'll tell you, that was a great bunt by Token Hall. And when I said execution wasn't good there, the first baseman started to charge. The second baseman's got to go over and cover for them at first base. Didn't get over. And the first baseman, once he knew that it had been fielded by somebody else, should have got back to the bag. He didn't. He was about a foot off of it. And we talk about this all season long in our broadcast. On every play, when a ball is put in play, somebody's got to be somewhere and do a job. And sometimes, if there's just one breakdown, everything breaks down. And right now, that's happening a little bit with Clear Lake, and I think we're going to get a pitching change here. We are indeed. And while we track that down, we're going to send it back to Greg back in the studio because we need to hear from some great sponsors. The Chargers have the bases loaded here, already lead at 3-1 with one out, and we'll be back right after this.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction, 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
The 2014 Ford models are arriving now at Sheraton Ford. Drive one today, you're wanted today. Sheraton Ford is a proud sponsor of Sheraton Boys Baseball.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here.
Came out of center field.
Yes. We're back here at Principal Park. We've got a pitching change now. They're going to the left-hander. Lions, and it's a guy I expected to be their starting pitcher tonight. I was kind of amazed that they didn't go with him. And I'm talking about Gavin Shakely, who has the lowest ERA in this 3A tournament, 1.09. He has the most strikeouts in this tournament with 104. He has the most innings pitched this year in the 3A, 77. And now we see him coming in relief here in place of Jerry Kochler. Bill, I know you're going to get the totals on Kochler. The change is now for Clear Lake. Luke Schiller goes to center field. Jerry Kochler goes to third base. Gavin Shakely now pitching, the left-hander. Kochler won 11 games for them this year. He lost one. Shakely is 11-0. And right now, he has inherited a tough spot for the Lions. Bases loaded. One out. Austin Rittenour at the plate. The pitch to Rittenour. It's a fastball at the letters for a strike. One strike. Number 21, Austin Rittenour. On deck, it's Luke Haberlow. Chargers could really open it up here in the sixth inning. Right-handed batter. Shakely goes to work. The pitch, that's high. One ball, one strike.
He's winding. He's going into windup.
Now he steps off. Shakely now gets the sign from his catcher, Rowdy Yates. Left-hander, the pitch, breaking ball, didn't do too much, didn't pull it down, it's 2-1. Rittenour has had a pretty decent night, I think, for the Chargers.
He struck out, singled, fouled out to first.
He's 1-for-3. He'll take that. Base hit here would probably plate two. Good leads by the Chargers. The pitch, way inside, and he's behind now, 3-1. No place to put him. Three balls, one strike. Shakely has to bring a strike this time. Stepping back in now, it's Rittenour. The 3-1 pitch on the way, and it's way high, and that's going to drive in a run. A walk forces in a run. It's 4-1 Chargers. And it brings Haberlo to the plate. Well, it's a tough spot to bring a pitcher in with the bases loaded, with minimal warm-ups like they did Shakely, and he just walks in a run. And suddenly, it's 4-1 Chargers and a threat to get even more here. Number 22, Haberlo. The pitch on the way. It's high for a ball.
Which he does.
Haberlo has a strikeout and two ground outs to the shortstop.
Right now, he just wants to put the ball in play and try to pick up another one. Infield is in. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Fastball in the outside corner. They're in at the corners and in all over the infield. They're going to try to cut down a run at the plate. Bill, this might be a good spot to put a bunt down. Jake certainly does love small ball. Let's see if they do. It's high for a ball. Right now, though.
Got the infield right in on top of us. All he has to do is hit it hard on the ground, and he probably will go through.
Your percentage is so much increased when that infield is in. And they've got something going. There's the bunt, and it's going to go foul. You could see, and he broke a little too soon that time.
How did I call that?
Sharon was breaking in from third base that time. Brett Breda, he got an early break, and actually, they could have been waiting for him at the plate if they'd have pitched out a little bit there and anticipated that. Breda would have ran into a tough situation.
He had a terrible ball to try to bunt, but he did a good job.
He did.
He got his bat on it, and that's
all
he had
to
do.
Oh, and he takes a pitch. That was a little bit high, and it's 3-2.
Wow.
Boy, that just missed, if it did. Three balls, two strikes to Haberlo. Bases are loaded. There's one out. 4-1 Chargers. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper to the second baseman. Throw to the plate in time. Throw to first, not in time. They got the out at the plate. That's why they were playing in. As they cut down Breda for out number two, safe on the fielder's choice is Haberlo. But now look who comes to the plate. The leading hitter in this 3A tournament coming in, Austin Peterson. He's driven in one tonight, and he's up there with the bases loaded and two out. 4-1 Charger lead.
Great play by the shortstop.
Eight hits on the night for the Chargers. The pitch to Peterson takes it high for a ball. Austin Peterson, he's going to Muscatine Junior College this coming year. I think he'll do quite well there. Left-handed batter against the left-handed pitcher. Here's a pitch. It's high for a ball. 2-0. Well, this is his pitch. Shakely has to bring one here, and Peterson can really load up on this one. The 2-0 pitch from Shakely to Austin Peterson. High fly ball, hit out into shallow left. Shortstop Swenson out. He'll make the play. Big put out that time, but a big insurance run for Sheraton here in the top of the sixth. And the Charger fans are on their feet. They're really feeling good right now, and Clear Lake has really got to go to work here as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Chargers lead at 4-1 on the inning, Bill.
On the inning, we had two hits, one run on two hits, and there was one error.
And the bases were left loaded. Bottom of the sixth now, 4-1 Chargers. I want to mention again many of our sponsors tonight from the Sheraton area that make this broadcast possible. We want to mention them all as I run through my list. Bingham Construction, CNC Cycle, Edward Jones, Adam Barr, Sheraton Ford, the Circle of Friends Home Healthcare, Community First, Hammer Medical, Hanson's Iowa Realty, Hardee's of Sheraton, Interiors and More, Johnson Machine Works, Judge Ranch House, Lucas County Health Center, Mac Hardware, the Motor Inn of Knoxville, Piercebacher Funeral Home, Piper's, boy, that's one of my favorite places, Red Haw Realty, Smith Body Shop, Waters Auto, Danco, Felderman Ben Franklin, Fifth Mile, Lockridge Lumber, the Sheraton Hy-Vee, Red Haw Family Medical Center, and the Sheraton Napa. Love you all, and thanks for sponsoring your Chargers broadcast. The way things are going now, we're going to be back with you Friday. Probably just my guess, playing Harlan. Leading it off here, number 16 for Clear Lake, and that is Brandon Tofta, their DH, who struck out in his last plate appearance and looked pretty confused in doing it. Charlie Palmer has befuddled him tonight. Palmer, the sophomore, stands to get the win if things hold up like this. One ball, one strike now. It's going to be Tofta, Swenson, and Stephanie for Clear Lake here in the bottom of the sixth. They left the bases loaded in the fifth, and that looms big right now. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. At this point in the ball game, Clear Lake just looks overmatched by Palmer, and it's not because he throws that hard. He just has gotten more in a groove here. Still not as sharp as we've seen him a lot this year, but he's certainly effective, and that's all at this point that really counts. One ball, two strikes. His poise out there is very, very good, though. Long look into his catcher, Alex Wright. You have to attribute a lot of that to Alex. That's fouled over. Just missed a guy down in the Sheeran dugout who is not a team player, had his back turned, and just about nailed him. He turns around now. He's paying better attention after that. That'll do it. One ball, two strikes. Palmer, long look into right. The pitch by Charlie. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Tofta looks up into the heavens, and he's frustrated. He's not had a good night. That brings to the plate Pete Swenson. Charlie is slowly adding to his strikeout total. Swenson at the plate right now. Swing and a miss, strike one. And I know I don't want to look prophetic here, but
I got four.
Just didn't think they had a lot of offensive firepower here at Clear Lake. I know they're ranked ahead of Sheraton, but I just, in my scouting, I just didn't see that. Right now, that's been a problem. You really have to say kudos to Jake Schroeder. There were so many pitching options he had tonight, but he went with his sophomore, and it's working out very, very well for him. No balls, two strikes to Swenson. Here's the pitch. Just missed up high. And Charlie's really going to the curveball a lot right now. Jim Frank, of course, was on our pregame show, as were several other folks. Sheraton has never won a game at state. This is their third appearance, but they're inching closer by the moment. Swenson's down on strikes. Another strikeout for Palmer. Two down, and it's up to Matt Stephanie.
He has five strikeouts now.
They always say it's never over till it's over, but the writing is becoming very clear on the wall right now. There is a breaking ball again, strike one, and Charlie knows they're just not catching up with that curveball at all. Right-handed batter, the pitch again from Palmer. There's a fastball, strike two. He's feeling pretty good right now, as are the Charger fans. Want to remind you that the winner of this game will play the winner of the next game tonight, which is Harlan and Dallas Center Grimes, and we will have that game for you coming up on Friday, which means, by implication, the Chargers hang on here. They will play at 2 o'clock on Friday, which would put us on the air 1:30. We'd be on the air at 1:30 Friday. Here's a ground ball hit to Breda. Cuts it off. Throw. Put it in the book. Three up, three down. Nothing across. We head to the seventh. The Chargers, three outs away from victory here and advancing to the semis. It's Sheraton 4, Clear Lake 1. We'll be right back.
Are you preparing for an upcoming elective surgery such as joint replacement? Are you concerned about how you are going to make all of your outpatient therapy appointments? If so, let Circle of Friends Home Care assist you with your post-surgery rehab, such as physical therapy and wound care. Our experienced staff will come right to your door, allowing you to rehab from the comfort of your own home. Home care services are usually covered by insurance, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call today, toll-free, 866-774-2339 for a free consultation on how Circle of Friends Home Care can help you following your surgery.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Baseball on KIIC. This is financial advisor Adam Barr in Sheraton. Contact me at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back here at Principal Park, Iowa Cubs. This is where they hang out. Pacific Coast League, great place for baseball.
This is where we hang out this week.
It looks that way. Chargers come to bat here. Jordan Boffman, outstanding senior, and what a hitter and what a player and what a pitcher. He leads it off for the Chargers, takes the strike here. Top of the seventh, Sheraton leads it 4-1. They plated three runs on five hits in the third. They never looked back. Clear Lake actually took the lead 1-0 in the second. Right now we're at 4-1 in the seventh. Boffman, one hopper to the third baseman. Long throw, got it. Nice play that time by the third baseman, Jerry Kochler, who started out pitching. Kochler would stand to be the loser if things hold up like they are now. And, of course, Palmer would be the winner. Shakely now pitching for the Lions. Of course, he came in relief last inning. Walked in a run, but that run was charged to Kochler. Here's the pitch from Shakely. High fly ball hit over on the foul side. First baseman over makes the play. Nice play that time by the first baseman, Stephanie. Quickly two out. That brings to the plate T.J. Hawkinson. Two hits on the night for T.J. Number 20. If you want to look ahead to the bottom of the seventh for the Lions, they're going to be sending up the bottom of the order. Yates, Uhlenhop, and then Shakely at the top of the order. 4-1 right now. Chargers leading it.
T.J. Hawkinson, the only freshman in the Charger lineup.
Inside for a ball. He's looking for the hat trick. He's going for his third hit of the night.
This is a young man, of course, that hit in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning at the district semifinal in Centerville.
Good cut that time by T.J. Didn't get it. 0-2. Want to remind you again, the winner of this game, if this holds up, the Chargers will play Harlan or Dallas Center Grimes Friday right here at Principal Park, and we'd be on the air with that at 1:30. It's a 2 o'clock game. That's inside for ball. It's a 2 o'clock game Friday. We'd be on the air at 1:30. That's if things hold up the way they are. They'd either play Harlan or Dallas Center Grimes, defending state champ. And that one just missed, 2-2. In the meantime, I want to remind you that we'll be up here Thursday. You don't want to miss this one. Number one ranked Mason City Newman versus number two ranked Twin Cedar Sabres. Of course, Sabres down in our neck of the woods. We've covered them this year. Ground ball by Hawkinson. Swenson's up with it. Got it. The throw in time. Three up, three down. And now the Chargers race out onto the field. They're eager. They're ready. They know three outs. Put them in the semifinals on Friday night. And only two wins from the state title. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hanson's Iowa Realty is a name you should associate with success. Not just their success, but count listing your real estate with Hanson's as your success. List your acreage, residential, commercial, and recreational property with Hanson's for the success you expect. To list your property, call Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton, 641-774-5822.
Ball season. That's right. You may sit in the rain. You may sit in the sun. You may be playing in the rain and the sun, and you're going to get hungry. You're going to want to go to Hardee's for cold drinks and right now for the Super Bacon Thick Burger, only at Hardee's. Stop by Hardee's in Sheraton today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bottom of the seventh. Sheraton three outs away from moving to the semis.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh for the Clear Lake Lions, catcher Roddy Yates.
Sheraton's had four runs on eight hits, committed two errors. Clear Lake, one run, three hits, two errors. And Palmer's held this Clear Lake team to just three hits tonight.
Rowdy fouls the first pitch off his own instep.
One thing about Clear Lake we've seen tonight, Randy, Bill, this very, very young team. Loads of sophomores, just one after another after another. And Sheraton, of course, pitching a sophomore tonight, but you can see the experience when you look at people like Boffman, you look at Alex Wright, you look at Austin Peterson, the senior leadership on the Sheraton Ball Club.
Token Hall center field.
Token Hall, pretty big. You've got to have a sprinkling of very talented senior leadership who play ball well if you're going to go a long way. And that's something Clear Lake will have in the future, obviously. And that's bounced into the dirt by Palmer. 1-2 the count. Rowdy Yates. Catcher for Clear Lake here. 4-1.
Rowdy has sacrificed and flown out to center field for in his two at-bats.
Count now 2-2. Well, they need base runners. They're down by three. The interesting thing is, this is where Sharon's always really strong. If they get a lead in the late innings, they've got a terrific bullpen. 2-2 now the count. And I'm thinking primarily about Boffman.
Make that a full count, Rich.
Full count.
Scoreboard is a little late on that.
They've been a little slow out there on the scoreboard tonight. And actually behind on some batters. That's unusual for here. Ball four, so that's what Clear Lake wants. They get the leadoff man on. They're down by three. They need more runners than that. They've got a runner at first. And coming up to the plate, number 15, Devin Uhlenhoff, the number 9 hitter, another sophomore. Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the order looms on deck. But it's Uhlenhoff right now. Outfield not deep at all for Uhlenhoff. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Good fastball that time from Palmer. In fact, Token Hall is way in center field.
Devin Uhlenhoff in his two at-bats has struck out and fouled out to the catcher. He is 0 for 2 tonight.
Pitch from Charlie Palmer. That one's fouled off to the right now to play. He's quickly in the hole, 0-2. Joe Millage headed down. Hopefully we're going to get an interview from Jake Schroeder or somebody right after the game, so stay with us for a post-game. And gentlemen, we'll be back up here Thursday, we know, with Twin Cedars, and it looks like we'll be up here Friday. We've covered certainly Albia and Eddyville and Twin Cedars and certainly Sheraton this year, and what a year it's been in Southern Iowa baseball. The pitch from Palmer. Oh, he tried to bunt that one, and it's a strike. Runners at second now.
I think the ball come up and hit him in a batter's box. Bunted it straight down into the dirt. So he's behind 0-2.
Not sure why he was bunting when he had to be bunting for a base hit here. They need runners. Runner at second. Nobody out. No balls, two strikes to Uhlenhoff. Palmer long look into Alex Wright. Checks back at the runner. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And he is out of there. One down.
Alec Wright dropped the ball, picked it up, tagged Uhlenhoff for out number one.
Here's their best hitter, Shakely, and he's really got to get on here at the top of the order to give them any kind of a shot, I think, Randy.
Rowdy Yates moved to third base on that dropped third strike.
That run means nothing right now. They're down by three. Left-handed batter, Shakely. Rowdy Yates at third, big lead. Braid is in at third. Oh, the bat goes flying.
Boy.
The bat ended up down by the Sheraton dugout, went right out of his hands, and that's strike one. Haven't seen that in the tournament so far. They'll bring the bat back to him. It looks like one of those Middle Eastern bats. You all right?
Yeah.
Is there a doctor in
that? Dr. Pepper.
One strike. Scoreboard says 0-0, but it's one strike.
There
we go.
Scoreboard just got caught up.
Scott's not running that, or it wouldn't be behind, Bill. One strike now to Shakely. Shakely, one of the top performers in this 3A tournament. Hasn't done a lot tonight, though, against Charlie Palmer. The pitch bounces one in there. It's ball one, 1-1. Rowdy Yates is at third, one down. You know, people listening would think I'm making that up, Rowdy Yates.
Mm-hmm.
If they got a guy named Wishbone, we're in trouble. Here's the 1-1 pitch.
There's a base hit. That's going to score a run.
And that rolls out into left field. Shakely drives a run. It's 4-2. Well, you never know. That does bring the tying run to the plate. But as we've said before, 335 down the lines, 400 in center with that tall outfield fence. We're probably not going to see any home runs tonight unless it's an inside the Parker. Seth Thompson wants to talk to the batter, Luke Schiller. Shakely's at first. Pats him on the shoulder here. And he's having a discussion. There's not a whole lot you can tell your batter here. You just want to say, get a good pitch and try to get a base hit. 4-2 ball game right now. That's only the second run off Palmer. Four hits Clear Lake has had tonight. Luke Schiller, he's a senior. And we're going to have a conference on the mound. Alex Wright and the Sheraton infield out there with Palmer. And we're going to get a pitching change, I do believe. Yes, we are. They're going to go to the guy that's done it all season long. Big hand for Charlie Palmer as he comes out by the Sheraton Chargers. And they're going to their closer, Boffman.
Jordan Boffman.
Jordan Boffman. He's got 9 saves on the year. And he's a hard-throwing right-hander, and they're bringing him in here. I halfway expected this before this one was over. Jake Schroeder making the change, and we're getting a switch here, several switches. And while Jordan Boffman is warming up here to try to close this out for the Chargers, we're going to send it back to you, Greg, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Stop in and see the selection of paint, carpet, cabinets, and window coverings and interiors, and more in Sheraton. Proud to sponsor the Sheraton Chargers.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Austin Peterson.
We're back here at Principal Park,
where the
Class 3A tournament got underway today and continues with another ball game later tonight. Jordan Boffman has come on in relief here of Charlie Palmer with one out. Palmer, Bill's figuring the totals on Charlie. He's went 6 3rd innings. But Jordan Boffman's come in. Brett Harden goes into the lineup in Charlie Palmer's number 8 spot.
We'll be playing left field.
Austin Peterson, who'd been in right field, goes to shortstop for Sheraton.
Austin Rittenour, who had been in left field, goes to right field.
And those are the changes. Rittenour goes from left to right. Austin Peterson, who had been in right, goes to shortstop. Brett Harden into the lineup for Charlie Palmer. He is now in left. And the new pitcher, Jordan Boffman, who'd been at short. He's had 9 saves on the year. Boffman, a hard-throwing right-hander. He'll try to close it out here for the Chargers. One out. One on, 4-2 ball game, bottom of the 7th. And Jordan Boffman.
And he'll face Luke Schiller.
Schiller, right-handed batter. From the stretch, the pitch from Boffman. Swing and a miss, strike one. Good fastball. Shakely's at first. Had the base hit to pick up the RBI. The winner of this game plays either Harlan or Dallas Center Grimes. Boffman now. From the stretch. Throws over to first. Shakely easily back in. Jordan Boffman, one of the talented seniors on this Sheraton team this year, and came into this tournament as the number 4 hitter from 3A of all the players in this 3A tournament. Boffman now goes to work. The pitch on the way. Took a little off that one. It's a ball. One ball, one strike.
Luke Schiller, the number 2 hitter in the Lion lineup. So Boffman will be facing 2-3-4.
One down. The 1-1 pitch here from Boffman. That one's fouled off to a right. Strike two. He's quickly ahead now. One ball, two strikes. And the kids scramble over there. And one of the adults got it. That's what always happens. The kids scramble. The adult gets it. And he holds it up and waves it around there. And that's his trophy. and he'll tell stories about that for a week or two. One ball, two strikes. Boffman steps off. They're very concerned about Shakely here, and really right now all they need is to get an out. I would be surprised if Shakely runs after being picked off earlier in the ballgame. Here's the pitch from Boffman, way high, and ducking that time Schiller, and now it's 2-2. Sharon's still very much in control in this game, but you never want to say it's over. There have been some comebacks up here already in this tournament. 7 of the 9 games have been decided by 2 runs or less.
The game we saw just previous to this one was a one-hit shutout.
From the stretch, the pitch from Boffman. Ground ball, pass Boffman, and it's going to go to Haverlo, and he gets the force. That was a big play there. The ball went under Boffman's glove. Haverlo got over and made the pickup. He was close to second. He got to the bag to get Shakely for out number 2. If that ball would have went through, this could have gotten a little bit interesting.
That could have been very interesting.
As it is, there's 1-on-2 out. Sheraton 1 out away from advancing to the semifinals. 4-2 ball game right now.
Brock Adams is at the plate. He singled, he grounded out to third, and he was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat.
Sheraton crowd on their feet over to her right. Here's the pitch. It's on the inside corner. Fastball, strike 1. And you can hear them maybe in the background. Big crowd from Sheraton tonight. Albie had a big crowd here last night in that big 13-inning game with North Polk. And you can bet the Sabres are going to be even more loaded on Thursday when they're up here in the semis. That's high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike.
I don't know if a person could go into Bussey Thursday and get a bite to eat.
That might be a ghost town on Thursday. The 1-1 pitch from Boffman. Short lead by the runner, Schiller. That one's fouled up to the right. Strike 2. 1-2 to the sophomore Brock Adams, number 8. A lot of red over there. Clear Lake crowd pretty quiet over here on their left. They came in ranked ahead of Sheraton, but seated below them. The 1-2 pitch from Boffman. There's a shot in the gap in left center. That's going to get down. And they're going to hold the runner Schiller at third. That is a double for Brock Adams, and Clear Lake's not going to go quietly here. And that even makes the play Haverlo made just a moment ago on Shakely loom even bigger, or we would have a 4-3 game with 1 out and the winning runs on base. So this isn't over yet. And Jake Schroeder, Sheraton coach, wants to go out and talk to Boffman. Mitch Kieran, another one of the sophomores for Clear Lake, will come up. The tying run is in scoring position at second base. Runners in second and third. 2 out. And it's never over till it's over, is it?
Mitch Kieran, a number 4 hitter for the Clear Lake Lions, has walked twice and grounded out to shortstop. So he is 0-for-1. Now, Schrader might choose to put Kieran on and get to Brandon Tofte, the designated hitter. He has gone on a fielder's choice and struck out twice.
And looked bad doing it.
And looked bad doing it. And they may put on the number 4 hitter to get the number 5.
The reason I don't believe they'll do that, they don't want to put the winning run on base here in the bottom of the 7th. They're going to pitch, take their chances right here with Kieran. Tying run at 2nd. Got runners at 2nd, 3rd. That's high ball 1. Boffman is just so automatic as a closer this season that you don't even expect this from him. But occasionally, closer has a little bit of difficulty, too. He's got ice water in his veins, though. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's high ball, 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, I would imagine Kieran's going to be taking here. Although, with Tofte on deck, the way he has struggled tonight, I think they may want Kieran to have his shot here. 2 balls, no strikes. Clear Lake has made a game of it here in the 7th. They've played it a rung. They've got 2 on. 4-2 ball game. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball 3. 3-0. 3 balls and no strikes. And they are going to put him on now. I think Jake went over, looked at who was on deck, and they're going to go ahead and put Kieran on. And the bases are loaded, and the batter is Tofte.
And Tofty's had a very tough night.
That is exactly what I would have done, Richard.
Brandon Tofty. Well, when they ran him 3-0, there wasn't much point of just laying one in there. And right now, they're talking. Seth Thompson talking to Tofty. You never want to take it for granted. Tofty's looked befuddled tonight at the plate, but that was against Charlie Palmer, the left-hander. Right now, all that can be erased with a base hit for Clear Lake. Chargers trying to hang on here and get into the semifinals. The pitch. That's a ball. He's just lost the strike zone here, and Alex Wright wants to go out and talk to him. Well, sometimes you get so close and it gets tough to close it out, doesn't it?
And that seems to be what is happening to Jordan Boffman tonight. Jordan has got a little tense out there when we come up to the last out. He pitched very relaxed the first two outs of this inning.
4-2 ball game. Sheraton's out hit Clear Lake 8-5. Bases loaded. The Lions have the bases loaded. There are two out. Tying and even the potential winning runs on for Clear Lake. Jordan Boffman trying to close it out for the Chargers here. Get them in the semis on Friday at 2 o'clock against Harlan or Dallas Center Grimes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a shot out and to right. That might get down. Oh, my golly.
It's over his head.
This game is going to be tied. And the concern now is Clear Lake may win it. And they do. Clear Lake has just won this ball game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is an understatement.
A dramatic come-from-behind win by Clear Lake. They loaded the bases, and that is why, Randy, I never want to walk and put the winning run on to pitch to somebody. Because they do, and that's the guy, the intentional walk, that scores the run on that. As the ball was hit over the right fielder's head, he broke in, and the ball sailed over his head, and once it got over his head, this game was in the book for Clear Lake. A dramatic four-run rally with two out in the bottom of the seventh, and Clear Lake has come from behind to shock Sheraton and defeat their ace closer, Jordan Boffman, by a score of 5-4, and I can't believe it.
Who's the right fielder?
Clear Lake. I think the people who are most amazed by this are the Clear Lake fans down there. And I'll tell tell you what, there. Lots of things. That was the perfect storm for Clear Lake that time.
Austin Rittenour was your new right fielder after that pitching change.
And the interesting facet about that is Rittenour, who's pretty sure-handed out there, normally it would be their all-state player who's going to be playing junior college ball next year, Austin Peterson, but they changed positions earlier. Rittenour then went to right when they took Charlie Palmer out. Otherwise, it would have been their all-state or Austin Peterson out there. Rittenour broke in, and the ball sailed on him right over his head. And Randy Bell, as soon as it went over his head, you knew that was going to empty the bases, and it did. And the intentional walk there turned out to be the winning run coming in to score, and Clear Lake wins it. And the runner that came in to score there was none other than Mitch Kieran. They didn't want to pitch to him. They went 3-0 on him. They might have walked him anyway, though, Randy, if they couldn't throw strikes. And then Brandon Tofty, who had looked miserable against Charlie Palmer, then ends up
with a double.
With a double.
Clears
the bases.
Three RBI double. And just like that. Oh, I love this game, Richard.
We don't love the fact that the Chargers go down.
No, we do not love the fact that our beloved South Central Conference champions and our 3A representative went down. But that is, this game is, it's never over till it's over day, to borrow an old cliche. And I'll tell you, it was just total switch of emotions from the first base dugout to the third base dugout. The first base dugout, the Sheraton people were on their feet. They were cheering with every strike that their pitchers were throwing. They had two outs. They were ahead 4-2.
You got your ace closer in.
I mean, everything looked you know, the pins were lining up for Sheraton, and boy, I tell you, I guess that's why you play the game.
Well, I think we'd have to call that a shocker, but let's say this about this Sheraton Charger team. 35-6 this year, South Central Conference champions. These Chargers have had an incredible year. They played an incredible game tonight. They got the two outs they needed, but they couldn't get, and it sometimes happened, Bill. You know it. I know it. Randy knows it. It's sometimes very difficult to get that elusive third out, and this has to be, you know, just a dramatic turn of events tonight for Clear Lake to win this 5-4. The winning pitcher for them is Shakely, who came on in relief. And I was amazed they didn't even start him tonight. He was 11-0 on the year. He turns out to be the winner. And the losing pitcher, Jordan Boffman, which erases a great game by Charlie Palmer. Palmer pitched well tonight, but it's Clear Lake winning it 5-4. And golly, I can't hardly believe it. I'd have to say in a different tone that we talked coming up tonight about the 1951 home run that Bobby Thompson hit. That was a dramatic turnaround when the Giants beat the Dodgers. This was a dramatic turnaround tonight. But I want to say to all of you Chargers fans listening tonight, you've had a glorious season. We sure were pulling for you tonight, pulling for a great Charger club. Jake Schroeder is just a great guy. The coaching staff down there, the players. You don't want to hang your heads. This has been a glorious year. And the exciting thing is, even though you lose some great seniors tonight, Austin Peterson, Alex Wright, Jordan Boffman, this is a club that is loaded coming back next year, this Charger ball club.
The pitching for the totals?
Yeah, wrap it up for us, Bill.
Okay, pitching totals for the winning team from Clear Lake. Jerry Cocker started. He pitched 5 1/3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 4 runs. He walked 1 and struck out 6. He was relieved by Gavin Shapley, who pitched the last 1 2/3 innings. He didn't give up any hits and no runs. He walked 1. And pitching for Sheraton, starter Charlie Palmer pitched 6 1/3 innings, gave up 4 hits and 2 runs. He struck out 4 and walked 6. Relieved by Jordan Bauman in the last inning. He only got 1 out, so he pitched 1/3 inning. He allowed only 1 hit, but there were 3 runs scored while he was pitching. He walked 1.
Well, you know what happens, and I know nobody feels worse out there probably than Austin Rittenauer in right field. He did misplay that ball, but you know, there's so many other things that happen. It's never on one player, and it just happens sometimes. Final score tonight, Clear Lake winning it over Sheraton 5-4. They advance into the semifinals. We're not done, though, with baseball. We're going to be back here at Principal Park Thursday. The number 1 and 2 ranked teams in Class 1A, Newman Catholic of Mason City, taking on the Twin Cedar Sabres, the number 2 ranked team. We've been covering the Sabres along with the Chargers, Eddieville Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets, and of course the Albion Blue Demons all season long. We're going to be up here for those Sabres fans and everybody in the area. They've become the darlings of Southern Iowa, and we'll have that game at 11:30 Thursday. That's daytime game. 12 o'clock first pitch, 11:30 game. Twin Cedars, great ball club with Matt Miller. And they'll be going up against Newman Catholic. Hope you join us Thursday for that game at 11:30. Twin Cedars and Newman Catholic. For Bill Saylor, for Randy Stafford, for Joe Millage, I'm Rich Grimes. Final score tonight, it's Clear Lake rallying in the seventh to win it over Sheraton 5-4. So long, until next time.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.